Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we have just come off another award-winning, outstanding Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. Last week, Buffalo Riverworks, sold-out crowd, launching the Rocky Patel 55. As you can tell, my voice has still not recovered because we went from early morning till late in the evening, not as late as Nish, Nimish, and Hamlet of Rocky Patel Cigars. But we are coming to you today from the classified location, the Gary O'Brien's Pub, the outdoor veranda at the Gary O'Brien's Pub. It has been a magnificent weekend, and even though you're listening to this 1 week post the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, you are listening to it on Saturday, August 20th. We're actually recording it Sunday, August 14th, day after the big Pleasure Fest, and we welcome you front and center. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, America's Alpha Male front and center, and long live the Alpha Male. We are at Command Center Alpha, our Ford Theater of Operations here in the Western New York area, classified location, Gary O'Brien's Pub. I think Lieutenant Gary would tell you that it is the most exclusive pub, not only in Western New York, but probably in the North American Theater of Operations. But we have our entire crew with us. First and foremost, let's go around the table here. We have to my left, from the European Theater of Operations, Colonel Mick the Brit.
General, long ashes and happy hangover.
I had no hangover, Mick, but I understand you did after two nights with Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, and Hamlet Paredes of Rocky Patel.
Indeed. Those boys can partay as well as they can make and construct cigars.
Yeah, you look a little winded today, Mick.
I feel it, actually.
Really? And listen, you are a functioning alcoholic, so it's surprising that any alcohol, you know, would even have this effect on you.
Well, look, after having to swim the Atlantic, the pond, with the torch, and then go into a wrestling ring in the same day, I mean, that was something else.
Well, and I'm kidding you, of course, being a functional alcoholic, because it's not that difficult to function when you have an IV of Guinness hooked up to your left arm and the gin on the right arm 24/7.
No, it's not easy, but, you know, we have our crosses to bear, shall we say.
There you go. And joining us from the Cigar City area, we have voice talent Ed.
Yes, indeed. I keep kicking this bucket under the table, and I just realized it's the bucket containing mixed liver. So we'll just move over there.
We have a spare one ready to go.
Yes, I mean, we keep one on ice.
And from the pooch pit, a very warm pooch pit yesterday, I should say, that you're listening to this on Saturday, August 20th. We're recording it, as I mentioned, on August 14th. But it was incredibly hot, warmest ever Pleasure Fest on the water in the Buffalo Theater of Operations. It was 92 degrees during the show, and there was no breeze. It was pretty tough.
And it's only a touch warmer at the grill, General. I don't know if you'd know that because you're way up there where there was a little bit of a breeze. But down in the pit, the Portuguese Princess and Butcher Dave and I were firing the heat. But, of course, that's a minor sacrifice to have for the show. And, Mick, by the way, your liver is going to taste great. I've got it out, and I'm sauteing it with a little bit of onions. It's nice. A little Chianti.
Yes.
And fava beans.
And fava beans. Yes. Thanks,
so. Colonel Lange, we just enjoyed a fantastic, delightful meal. And Grandma Ida's pastrami, outstanding.
The best.
What did Cigar Sister Lynn suggest? A little bit more garlic. That was it.
Yeah, she was the one. We put it together, and we thought it tasted good. And Lynn said, you know, it needs just a little bit more garlic. So we put the garlic in, and I'm happy with it, and I guess the gang is happy. Thank
just the right touch, too, because too much kills it.
Yeah.
Too little, it's just the right.
Yeah. And the garlic goes in during the brine process, General, right? When we make it, when we're taking brisket and turning it into corned beef, that's where the garlic goes, folks. We can't give you the recipe because I Dave burned it right before he had it tattooed to my backside.
And joining us also, Captain Paul. Another outstanding job yesterday, Captain Paul.
Well, thanks, General. It's day four of the Alpha Pleasure Fest here in Buffalo.
The weekend, yep.
And we just got done with a great meal here at Gary O'Brien's. And, you know, you mentioned about Gary O'Brien's Pub and what a fantastic place it is. Now, if you go to websites to look for the best man caves in the world, there's like some listed. And the reason Gary's isn't listed number one or two is because he won't let anybody know it's here, you know?
Yes. Well, and we actually had some people try to Google it that emailed me saying, try to Google it, where is it? And
can't
I said,
find
it's clandestine. It.
Yeah,
is,
exactly.
It is on a need-to-know basis. And speaking of Lieutenant Gary, we have Lieutenant Gary joining us as well. Lieutenant Gary, thank you. First of all, I got to thank you because you were one of the in charge of our forward logistical operations. You were the one that got us with the Buffalo River Works crew initially and then also got the Cheerios, the General Mills angle, as well as our coffee and just yeoman's job as always. So many thanks. Wait. You got to have a microphone, Captain.
General, don't forget Buffalo proper.
I'm not done.
And
I'm
don't
not
forget,
done yet.
And don't forget your Lucky Charms.
Frosted Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. Actually, Mick, they're looking for a little leprechaun, but I think you're a little too short. So, Lieutenant Gary, outstanding job. We'll get to Buffalo proper in just a little bit. We've got that saved because we've got a special libation.
General, it's always an honor and pleasure to have the crew here Sunday after the show. It's one of my favorite shows to get us all together, kind of reminisce, thank laugh, you know, talk about what partake during the show. We always have a great time, and like I said, this is definitely one of my favorite, just getting us together. This is what it's all about.
Well, this is what the Alpha Male Lifestyle is all about, because this takes place coast to coast around the world, not only here in the United States, but the rest of the globe where alphas get together. We enjoy fine cigars. We enjoy fine delicacies, libations, a lot of laughs, but most importantly, fine camaraderie, and that's what it's all about. And that's what the Cigar Dave Show is all about, just enjoying ourselves and not being afraid in any way, shape, or form to celebrate working hard and the fruits of working hard. And we also have, speaking of our other hostess, we have Mrs. Harem of One Gina.
Yeah, careful there, General. I take offense if I'm a woman and you call me a host and not a hostess.
Oh, yes, I know, because you're so politically correct.
I'm so politically correct, General.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it was just a fantastic show yesterday. The venue was amazing, and it's great to have everybody here and everybody in town and to see everybody and visit with everybody.
We just talked about how this happens across the United States, across the globe. And I always tell people, you know, they say, well, what cigar should I get? What libation should I get? What food? And my answer to them is that's really not as important as just the camaraderie and getting people together and having a lot of laughs. The brand of the cigar doesn't necessarily matter. Whether you have a ribeye tomahawk or you have a sirloin or New York strip makes really no difference. However, if you're going to talk about putting tofurkey on the grill, that's a big problem. But aside from that, that's really the secondary nature, secondary items. And also, we call them Cagney and Lacey. We've got a new member of the crew. First of all, we have Puff Muffin Laurie. Puff Muffin Laurie, again, refresh for everybody's memory what your number one task and mission in life is.
There's so many, but the top two are to make sure your life is nothing but stress-free.
That's good.
The second is, your command is my wish.
Exactly.
And this weekend is almost over.
But the thought should never be far from you that what can I do, how can I outdo myself
to pleasure the general and tend to his every need. By the way, if you would have had a couple of bottles of Evian spray water for me yesterday when it was so brutally hot, I would have appreciated that.
So
you kind of slacked off a little bit. But, again, overall, you did an excellent job. I'd have to give you a C-.
No.
I'm shooting for that C.
No, actually, I'd have to give you an A-. If you had the Evian, that would have catapulted two grades to an A+.
Silly me.
Exactly. And we also have the second part of the Cagney and Lacey team. We have Wendy, who we refer to as Lacey, and we're going to get into a little bit later an interesting conversation that took place last night post-Pleasure Fest. But, Wendy, you did another outstanding job. You were in charge of making sure that those ashtrays that were sold, you took care of that. You took care of the tomahawk chops and all the other stuff that Butcher Dave was selling. So nice work. Not
Thanks.
Bad, considering you were really an Alpha Pleasure Fest virgin until yesterday.
Thank you.
Last night you were a hell of a lot more vociferous than that. Got to tell you, put a microphone in front of you and things change.
It's your show, so I don't want to embarrass you.
There was no embarrassing last night because I want to refresh your memory what you said at the end. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
But
and you're right three times.
I'm going to send you a picture. Dave took a picture with me. He wanted it to be a. Save the date.
You took the selfie.
I told him.
Let's go factually correct here. Now, come on.
I told him last night he couldn't be one of my future ex-husbands, but that's the closest he could ever get, maybe, as a future ex.
Did I look crushed?
Not we talked
really.
About a prenup.
What I said is, prenuptial agreement. What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine.
I didn't sign that.
I
don't see a boot. But I don't see a boot heel on your face there.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we're going to get into a little alpha male discussion regarding women. And we've also got Butcher Dave. Last but not least. Oh wait, we also got Portuguese Princess. What am I thinking about? Butcher Dave. You're right there. So go ahead.
Hello,
nice job,
General.
On the tomahawks.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. It went really well. After last year, people requesting the tomahawk, we brought them down, sold them at the show. All those lucky people out there, hopefully they're grilling them today while they're listening to the show. And the smell over charcoal, though, we have to make sure you grill them over charcoal. That's the best.
Absolutely. And I think we sold about 80 pounds of those tomahawks.
Yeah, it was
like
fantastic. Everybody was loving it, and it was a great time. I appreciate it. And it's always great to be here with Lieutenant Gary and Mrs. Harem of One.
And you walked away with two gold medals yesterday.
That's true. I'm still a little sore from the tomahawk lift.
The tomahawk chop lift. Exactly.
But I'm all right.
And next year you got to get one of those belts that the weightlifters put around them and make sure that nothing bad happens when you hoist that 10 pounds worth of tomahawk.
I was 23.
Was it 23 pounds?
23, yeah.
Oh, 23 pounds.
Yeah.
That's right, because wait a minute, we had, 10
That's
of
why
them.
I couldn't walk this morning.
23 pounds.
And he's not on our insurance, is he?
There you go, exactly. And we've got the Portuguese Princess, who also had a spirited discussion with me last night, and we are going to get into that later. As soon as it was taking place, you know what the first thing I thought was? Show material. Show material. So, Portuguese Princess.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, I couldn't have scripted it any better. It is beautiful. Yes, there's a nice picture that Wendy is showing. Exactly. All right, so Portuguese, we've got the whole crew. We've got everybody that we just said hello to. We've got special guests here as well. We're having a magnificent time now. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some new barbecuing standard operating procedures because we have had some very, very large issues that have taken place that have concerned me greatly. I've attended several barbecues, and what I witnessed was not up to Alpha Male and Cigar Dave standards. So we will get to that. We'll continue our conversation. We are 1 week post-week the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. Many thanks to everybody that attended, to all of our great sponsors, from Rocky Patel, from the Tinderbox, from Seneca Poker, from Atwal Eye. We had Jack Daniels. We had Hamburg Brewing. Just a fantastic job to everyone. We will continue from the Gary O'Brien's Pub in a classified destination, Western New York Theater of Operations, next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaquero. These sticks were developed and blended by the Cuban master of tobacco, Hamlet Paredes. Tabaquero features a robust San Andreas wrapper with filler from Nicaragua and binders from Brazil and Mexico. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get these premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing
signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Tradition line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, on last week's show, we informed you of the passing of Carlos Fuente Sr. of Arturo Fuente Cigars, and we mentioned it, but we did not have a chance to light up a cigar in his memory, an Arturo Fuente cigar in his memory, so we have just pulled out Arturo Fuente Carlos A. Fuente Personal Reserves, a beautiful cigar. It is a 5 1/4 by 50 cigar, 5 1/4 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge or a 50/64 inch. And this is one of the blends that Carlos Fuente himself personally enjoyed. And, in fact, I told a story last week that Carlos Fuente one time gave me, we were out to lunch, and he gives me a few cigars. And I said, oh, I love the Don Carlos. And he looked at me and said, this isn't just any Don Carlos. This is a very special Don Carlos. This is my personal blend. This is not the blend that is sold in stores. So I said, great, I will try it, and I appreciate it. I smoked it. It was phenomenal, off the charts. As good as the Don Carlos cigar is, this one was even better. So when I called him to thank him, he said, no problem. I told Rich Dolak, who works with Arturo Fuente and J.C. Newman Cigar to give you a couple of bundles, because he wouldn't box them. They would just be in cellophane bundles of 20 cigars or 10 cigars. He said, I'm going to give you a couple of bundles every month to make sure you're properly taken care of. And I thanked him profusely. He was a real gentleman, a normal. You'd never realize that the man was overseeing one of the largest cigar manufacturers in the cigar industry. But this Don Carlos Personal Reserve, 5 1/4 inches in length, 50 ring gauge, suggested retail is $13 per cigar. Comes in a magnificent box, black box of 20. And again, this came out for Carlos Fuente's 75th and 76th birthday. He passed away at the age of 81 2 weeks ago. Yesterday. So we will enjoy this cigar, and every puff we will enjoy in his honor. And I learned one thing that I didn't realize, never knew, and I've known Carlos Fuente for 21 years. He contracted polio at the age of 11. He was told he would never walk again. It took him a few years, but he regained full walking abilities. And I used to walk with him in airports, transferring flights. Never once in a million years would I'd ever known that he contracted polio. So Carlos Fuente, a gentleman, a giant in the world of cigars, just a wonderful person to be around. Rest in peace. We will certainly miss you, but we will memorialize you today with the Arturo Fuente, Carlos Fuente Personal Reserve.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I've got in my hand that Lieutenant Gary has so capably given to me, a self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. That's what I will use today on this Arturo Fuente, Carlos Fuente Personal Reserve.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, the one thing that Lieutenant Gary has at the GOP, the Gary O'Brien's Pub, is this thing looks like a welding torch, and it's got about three giant flames. Put this on the back of your car, you'll be doing about 500 miles per hour before you know it. And that's exactly what I will use today. Nice butane, big tank, and I will. This will do a magnificent job. Although there's no wind today, as we're doing it outside at the veranda of the Gary O'Brien's Pub, this will not affect, and even if there was wind, wouldn't have an issue whatsoever, because, again, this torch, you can listen to that. Beautiful. Only way to light a cigar. Forget those little matches.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. I will toast the foot of this cigar. And as I do that, let us bring in, where do we have Lieutenant Gary? Because there is a libation as I puff and rotate this cigar. What libation do we have today, Lieutenant Gary? Go ahead, Lieutenant Gary. The gentlemanly general.
Gentlemanly general. Sorry about that. That had to get the mic. Roundtable here, so we're sharing the mic.
Crow, tell me about this gentlemanly general, because we're Buffalo proper. We got only. Tell you what, let's hold that. Hold that thought, because I don't want to run out of time. We're Buffalo proper, a magnificent restaurant in downtown Buffalo. And Ben, one of the proprietors, hosted us a beautiful evening, and he created a special libation in my honor, the Gentlemanly General with Gentleman Jack and a few other ingredients. So we come back, we'll tell you about that, and we will tell you about the new barbecue standard operating procedures that I'm implementing on a DEFCON 1 state of readiness when we return.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you.
Nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location, so check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Last week for the Cigar Day Baffle Pleasure Fest on the water in downtown Buffalo, we always start our weekend, usually on Thursday evening, the entire crew gets together, and we went to a very hip and happening restaurant in downtown Buffalo called Buffalo Proper. Very unique restaurant in an old house, two floors, the bars on the bottom floor, restaurant on the top floor. And they're known for their pre-prohibition style cocktails, the ice block, very unique way. They've got a great mixologist there. And Ben, one of the owners, was kind enough to invite us all. And as soon as we walked in, there were some incredible libations waiting for us, some wonderful appetizers and hors d'oeuvres. And Lieutenant Gary, he created a special libationary concoction called the Gentlemanly General After Me.
Yes, we asked them to come up with a unique drink that would pair nicely with a cigar. Obviously, they were up to the challenge, as Buffalo Proper was voted top 10 cocktail bars in the whole United States. And, yeah, he whipped up this this cocktail for us. We're sworn to secrecy what the ingredients were, but we will enjoy this drink.
Well, my understanding is we know there's Gentleman Jack.
Yes.
And Campari is part of the ingredients.
Correct.
But we don't know what the other ingredients
are.
No,
we do not.
So how the hell am I going to make this in my lounge if I don't know what the other ingredients are?
I got them, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's on Ange's ass next to the recipe for Grandma Ida's pastrami.
Yeah.
Drop truck from last. Can we check that, please?
All I got to do is turn the other cheek.
You got plenty of room on that ass, don't you?
I don't know what it is. And for all my Italian friends out there, it looks a lot like a Negroni.
A Negroni, okay.
For all you Italians.
All right, so I'm going to take a sip of this. It's got a little orange hue to it, and there's an orange in here. I like orange. Let me take a sip. Cool, refreshing. Little bit of the Gentleman Jack I can get, but not overpowering. Let me take one more sip. You can definitely tell that Campari, but there's one or two other ingredients in there that are changing it up a little bit. But very nice, not overly sweet, not overly bitter. Actually, this is a wonderful companion, this Gentlemanly General, to this Arturo Fuente, Carlos Fuente personal reserve. So outstanding, and Ben did a magnificent job. Unfortunately, he was so busy he couldn't join us last week at the Alpha Pleasure Festival.
Well, they're celebrating their second-year anniversary, so he sends his apologies. Obviously, you know, they had to partake in that. They were booked Saturday and Sunday night. He was there from open till 4 o'clock in the morning Saturday, and, you know, unfortunately he could not make the show, but he was nice enough to send this cocktail, you know, to us to enjoy today.
And for those of you that live in the Western New York Theater of Operations listening to us on News Radio 930 WBEN, head over there. They're on Franklin Street and Tupper, downtown Buffalo.
Correct.
Very easy to get to, right on the corner. Parking is easy. Make a reservation, though. It's not a huge place. But I'm going to tell you, they're one of the only restaurants I've ever seen that does a magnificent tomahawk chop, in addition to their other menu. And everything is acquired and purveyed from local farms and other local sources. So a very nice place. And when you see Ben, you tell him the General sent you.
And cigar friendly.
And cigar friendly. They have an upstairs patio. That's exactly right. Yeah. We sat outside for a number of hours, enjoyed some great cigars overlooking Franklin Street and downtown Buffalo. So Buffalo proper did a magnificent job, and many thanks to them. Now, I attended over the last 3-4 weeks some barbecues, and what I witnessed was extremely disconcerting to me. And so, therefore, after seeing, I saw the beginnings of wussified beta males just being led around like they were on a little dog leash. And I did not like what I was seeing. So, therefore, I have just created a new barbecue standard operating procedure effective as of last Saturday, August 13, 2016. We have posted this at CigarDave.com, and you can print this out, and you should have this with you wherever you go. And I will read this and share this with you. It has come to my attention that certain customary and vital barbecue practices have experienced significant deviation and erosion. Therefore, I hereby issue this new directive to all alpha males on the proper etiquette of this sublime outdoor cooking activity. When a man volunteers to handle the barbecuing, the following chain of events are immediately executed and put in motion. 1. The woman buys the food. 2. The woman makes the salad, prepares the vegetables, and makes dessert. 3. The woman, and I'm looking around, and I can see Cigar Mother and Cigar Aunt Trudy already, and Mrs. Colonel Angelita already giving me the thumbs down. You know what the great thing about this? This is my show, and I run it.
Saw more than just thumbs there, Dave.
Let me continue. 3. The woman prepares the meat for cooking, places it on a tray along with all the necessary cooking utensils and sauces, and takes it to the man who is lounging beside the grill, cigar and beer in hand. And my Cigar Aunt Trudy just started bowing down, and that's exact. You've got the right idea, Cigar Aunt Trudy. 4, the woman remains outside the compulsory 10-foot exclusion zone where the I may not be able to get through this.
You wrote it.
I did. It's so damn good, I can't get through it.
Uh-oh. Cigar Mom is closing in.
That's the first time I've heard they coach here.
You may never get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Cigar Mother, Mrs. Terrible One. We've got Cigar and Trudy. They come in like little lions, like they're ready to encroach the den.
claws are out.
This is the
I actually need to take a picture of this, and I've got to tweet this out because, wait a minute, you can see them. They're all encroaching here. And so, wait, let's get a shot here.
Just keep all sharp instruments away from them, please.
Exactly. All right, let me continue here. I will get through this, I promise. All right, number four, the woman remains outside the compulsory 10-foot exclusion zone where the exuberance of testosterone and other alpha male bonding maneuvers may take place without the interference of the woman. Now, here's the critical part of the standard operating procedure. Five, the man places the meat on the grill. Six, the woman goes inside to organize the plates and cutlery. Seven, the woman comes out and tells the man that the meat looks great. I'm not done.
Is that the punchline?
I'm not done yet.
Meanwhile, on the barbecue, yeah.
The man thanks the woman and asks her to bring out another beer while he flips the meat.
While he flips the what?
The meat.
Oh, okay.
All right, more critical elements of the standard operating procedure. If Sergeant Steve wouldn't be cracking up here, I'd be able to get through this.
He's the quietest one here.
Oh, damn, I love my own eloquence. I'm in tears. I'm in such hysterics here. All right, more critical elements of the standard operating procedure.
I can't even do it.
Colonel Ant, you're killing me here. Trying to get through this.
I think the meat will be cooked by the time he gets to the end of this.
All right, more critical elements. Number eight, the man takes the meat off the grill and hands it to the woman. Number nine, the woman prepares the plates, salad, bread, utensils, napkins, sauces, condiments, and brings them to the table. 10. After eating the delicious meat, the woman clears the table and does the dishes. Now, most critical of all, the last two items. 11. Everyone praises the man and graciously thanks him for his outstanding barbecuing prowess. 12. The man asks the woman how he enjoyed her night off, and upon seeing her annoyed reaction, concludes that there's just no pleasing some women. So, the new barbecue standard operating procedures are now officially in effect.
Uh-oh.
We have this posted at CigarDave.com.
I'm riding home with you, Dave.
Cigar Mother wants to chime in.
Oh. Yes. Just remember, I'm the Alpha Mother. Do you know we're in the 21st century now? Things have changed drastically, right?
I'm not aware of that. I did not get that memo. Let me see if there's a standard operating procedure on that. I did not realize it. Listen, as my good friend and mentor and Cigar Mother Mom, you know, remember Charlie Ekman? Charlie Ekman was the only man in history to both coach in an NBA championship series and referee in an NBA championship series. And when I was out of college living in Baltimore, he took me under his wing, and I will never forget this. Two things. He said, kid, I want you to remember this. The front porch to the back porch is hers. The rest of the world is yours. That was the first thing. And then he invited me one afternoon for lunch about, I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock. And his wife's name was Wilma, called her Wilma Bell. And he always told the joke, he met her on a Tuesday, married her on Saturday. That is a true story. And he said, so after lunch was served, I went to go help to take a few things back to the kitchen, and he said, kid, what the hell are you doing? Sit down. Wilma Bell will take care of that. That's her job. And he taught me well. So there we go. So I hope you enjoy the new standard operating procedures. And again, I love the, again, here we've got more of the women are starting to come and try to encroach into our, there's a 10-foot exclusion. Wait, Cigar
Aunt
Trudy, give her a microphone.
David, now how long have you been a bachelor?
My entire life. And that's why I'm so happy and have all my assets. No, Aunt Trudy, you got to hold the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Did not everyone hear me?
No, you got to hold it close. There you go.
Okay, I just said to you, how long have you been a bachelor?
My entire 52 years existence.
Well, I think it's time for you to put in a new protocol.
What's that?
I think that you should be devoted to the opposite sex.
No, they devote themselves to me. There's another memo on that. Wait a minute, Puff Puff and Lori, please explain to Aunt Trudy your job position again, what it's all about.
It might have been worked in our day and age, but it's sure not going to work as your mommy said in the 21st century.
You know what? There's something special about being back in the 18th century. Those were the good old days. All right, so we wanted to share that with you. And any comments around the room? I noticed the ones that have their wives here aren't saying a word. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, Dave, I can chip in.
Mick, go ahead.
As formerly being married, but not anymore, thanks to some advice here and there. I can honestly say those should be the 12 commandments of barbecuing.
That's outstanding. Colonel Ange, anything you'd like to add?
You know what, General? I would like to put on the record that... Is she listening?
Yeah.
She's actually standing up and looking out to see if she's
in a soundproof booth.
Wait, listen, doesn't matter.
That's kind of how it works.
Well, but Colonel Ange, there's something we should say because Mrs. Colonel Ange Rita is a culinary expert. You went to where? The Culinary Institute of what? Was it America that you went to? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, my poor Bryce. Now, listen, she's absolutely, I know you all love her, and you know her, and you all love her, right? But she is culinarily challenged, which is how we learn to barbecue at our house.
Well, what's interesting, when Colonel Ange comes down to the Cigar City of Tampa and the Pleasure Palace, I say, Colonel Ange, read in.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
With hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's Premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the Premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit DiamondCrown.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Alpha male safety and sanity. The general has turned on the no nagging sign. Naggy dames may now exit the man cave.
Well, I've noticed that Cigar Mother, Cigar Aunt Trudy, Mrs. Colonel Andrita, and some of the other ladies here have gone back into their den. They have their fangs have gone back in. They have now simmered down after we conducted our special barbecue standard operating procedures that, again, I that's the first time I've ever really lost it like that on the show, just cracking up. I marvel at my own damn eloquence. It just sometimes it overwhelms
General,
me.
General, I don't see what the whole issue is. Did Cindy help you write that?
Mrs. Captain Paul?
Yeah, that's exactly the way it is around the Belayan.
Exactly.
Household.
Right, Mrs. Captain Paul? She's, yeah, you know what? You're right, because she's nodding up and down. See, that's exactly right.
No, she's jumping up and down.
All right, so from the Journal of Gerontology, researchers have found that couples who drank were happier in their marriages.
Well, there you go.
So, Mick, theoretically, you should be so happy. If you get married again, you should live probably about 6,000 years in married bliss.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Couples reported drinking even one drink a year were more likely to say their partner doesn't let them down, which I thought was very, very interesting. So the moral of the story is, and we have no problem here, have the libations ample and ready to go.
They don't let them down. I would have to say how far.
That's probably a good point as well.
Yes.
A good point. Now, Colonel Ange, I do want to talk to you because we were talking about grilling and culinary expertise.
Yes, sir.
And we are now getting, it's hard to believe, but summer is almost upon us. It's almost ending.
Yep.
But we're getting into tailgating season.
Ready to go.
So give us some tips. Tailgating, we are getting close to the start of football. We are, let's see, the 26th, I believe, August 26th is the first college football game. Mm-hmm. And then the week after Labor Day is the first National Football League game. But it's never too early to get into tailgate mode, going from summer barbecuing mode to tailgating mode.
And, General, for me, the trick to tailgating is make ahead. I mean, there's so much work you can do ahead. And, Lieutenants, I know that you all love chicken wings out there. My procedure to do that is to brine them and get them out of the brine, rinse them off, and hit them with some rub. Put them in the fridge for at least 3 or 4 hours so that rub really gets into the skin. Don't cover them when you do that. Put it on a rack in a pan. Put it in the fridge. And then take the wings before you leave the house. And you can do this the night before, Lieutenants. You can take those wings. You put them in a 350-degree oven. Let them go for about 10 to 15 minutes. General, these things are almost done. So then you take your sauces. If you're going to use the wing sauce, the famous buffalo wing sauce or whatever. I mean, there are people into teriyaki and, I don't know, into Gentleman Jack Negroni. You can make your marinades, your sauces, take those with you. Plastic bags. The wings go into plastic bags. You take the wings out, you grill them, then you take the plastic bag with your sauce, throw them in there, shake them up, and drop them in a pan or a plate and serve them. So make ahead wings. That works all the time, General. That's number one. The biggest thing, the biggest problem you have at tailgates are guys that are going to grill with charcoal and don't know what they're going to do with their charcoal after they're done. Make sure you got a way to put that stuff away. It really makes a cool explosion in a parking lot if you stick it underneath your pickup truck. I mean, honestly, if you're in it for the show, take it, take the grill, put it under your pickup truck, and watch that sucker blow.
Well, the Bills fans don't do that. That's just the Patriots fans.
That's the Patriots fans. That's right. So make ahead is good, and you know what? I gotta go back to the last segment that you did, General. You're in charge of the grill. Bring your sausages, bring sausage, bring wings, bring things that can cook quick on a grill and get them done. And what are the dames there for? Desserts and sides. That's their job. It's desserts and sides. Have the dames make the desserts and sides, put them in a pan and take them with you. Your job is to grill. Your job is to be the alpha male on location.
And also to take credit for the wonderful desserts and the sides that they've made.
Listen, you take credit for marrying someone that could do it.
There you go.
That's my point. Make ahead is always something. What you don't want to do is spend your tailgate waiting for the food. You want to eat and get into the game. And one more tip, General, I can give you. One of the things that I found out over the years is if you get in the parking lot and you can't get out of the lot, you know what that's like. You've been to many Bills games where that line is long. What I always do and what I recommend for tailgating is to make a make-ahead sandwich. My personal favorite is a muffaletta. You make that sandwich, you wrap it up. Everybody sits and eats, and Wendy's nodding her head. You see this? You make that sandwich so when everybody gets back and they're trying to get out of that parking lot, what you're doing is you cut up that muffaletta, right, Wendy? It's so good. And you have a sandwich and wait for them to get out of the way. It's a beautiful thing. You drive home safe and a lot faster.
Grandma Ida's pastrami and muffaletta. You're good to go.
You know what, David? That makes a great sandwich. We make those for post games, and we make those also for the fishing trips. Guys love that in fishing. But, guys, we've got that stuff. I'm sure Sergeant Steve can find that for you and put it back up. If you want to do tailgating 101, Captain Paul and I did a show a couple of years back where we did a whole tailgating 101. We can probably post that up for you on Cigar Dave's website.
Captain Paul, you made a shrimp dish, a butterfly shrimp. Oh, did Mrs. Captain Paul do it?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, Mrs. Captain Paul did it, but Captain Paul, we go back to our operating procedure. You take all the credit.
Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic.
You know, General, that's something that Cindy invented about a year ago. And, you know, she takes she buys these frozen butterfly shrimp, the jumbo butterfly shrimp with the shell on. And then she makes up a concoction of cheese and breadcrumbs and butter. So it's almost like a paste. There's a few other goodies in there, and then we have a basting sauce. The same thing. It's it's butter and vermouth. Put a little bit of lemon in there, and you grill them first with the shells down, baste them, and then you flip them over. Because it's pasty, the breadcrumbs won't come out. They grill to a toasty brown. You take those off, and they're absolutely delicious.
We will post pictures and the recipe at CigarDave.com. Lieutenant's Hour number one, this edition of the Cigar Dave Show from the Veranda, classified location, Western New York Theater of Operations, Gary O'Brien's Pub. In the annals of history, we have much more coming your way, including a spirited discussion on the alpha male next, right around the corner.
There's no better time than today to head into Renning Kia during the top quality sales event. Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue. ReddingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A CAL FIRE spokesman says a wind shift caused the fire to cross a containment line this afternoon, leading authorities to issue an evacuation warning to two communities north of Lake Nacimiento, about 180 miles northwest of Los Angeles. The fires burned more than 26 square miles, and Emily Hjortstrop says the blaze is known as the chimney fire.
Containment is at 35%, and that was as of this morning.
The historic Hearst Castle in Central California closed because a growing wildfire approaching the hilltop estate. It's now about 3.5 miles away. Donald Trump says the Republican Party needs to win over black voters.
The GOP is the party of Abraham Lincoln. And I want our party to be the home of the African American voter once again.
Campaigning in Fredericksburg, Virginia this afternoon, Trump says historically the GOP's not done well in that demographic and the party can do better. Earlier today, Trump and his campaign team met in New York with his newly formed Hispanic Advisory Council. A lot of people are trying to salvage what's left of their homes in Louisiana.
We've gone in and knocked out the drywall, pulled out the insulation up to 4 feet, and we're in the process of pulling out all our cabinets. We've totally gutted the house of all our contents that were damaged and stuff that wasn't, gotten rid of it.
Search parties went door to door today looking for anybody stranded or worse. Governor John Bel Edwards says a decision will be made next week whether to bring in FEMA trailers. No one's claiming responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 30 people, injured nearly 100 others at an outdoor wedding ceremony in southeastern Turkey. The blast happened in Gaziantep near the Syrian border. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ah, the summer sun. It gives us hours and hours of light for evening baseball, cookouts, and an AC bill that'll knock you right off your lawn chair. SelectBlinds.com has the answer. Room darkening blinds and shades that block out sunlight. Keep your home cooler. Keep the furniture from fading. And if you like to sleep in on weekends or comfortably watch the game or a movie, blackout shades can make it like a moonless night in there. Every product comes 100% cordless to protect the kiddos, the kitties, and the pups. And get this, in the time it takes to mow a sizable yard, you can hang blinds. Because SelectBlinds.com walks you through how to measure, select, and even install your new window coverings. If you can hang a picture, you can hang blinds. SelectBlinds.com, the simple and smart way to get blinds. Mention our show at checkout and get sample swatches of the room darkening blinds or shades of your choice absolutely free. SelectBlinds.com, SelectBlinds.com.
After years of denial, the United Nations is acknowledging that it did play a role in inadvertently introducing cholera to Haiti.
The world body will now offer aid to victims. Experts say it was spread to the impoverished island from sewage from a base for UN troops from Nepal following the 2004 earthquake. Cholera has killed more than 9,300 Haitians and sickened over 800,000. For years, the UN had denied or been silent on long-standing allegations that it was responsible for the outbreak while answering lawsuits in U.S. courts by claiming immunity under a 1946 convention. Keith Peters reporting.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. The Federal Center for Disease Control recommends immunization for infants, children, and adults, generally followed by all school systems throughout the country and their requirements for students and employees. Those schedules can be found at cdc.gov/vaccines. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Does love need laughter to exist? And who would know better than a professional comedian? But under his comedic performance lies pain for Yakov Smirnoff, who tells the Salem Radio Network he realized his relationship fell apart when he and his wife quit laughing together.
Divorce rate is climbing, and the amount of laughter that people are experiencing is declining. And that became kind of my hypothesis of research and saying, wait a minute, there must be some kind of a correlation between those two, because laughter is the first thing people experience when they fall in love.
Yakov Smirnoff is funny and smart, and with a master's degree in psychology from the University of Pennsylvania, he is featured now on Salem host Dennis Prager's Prager University. The NASCAR Sprint Cup race in Bristol postponed because of weather. The weather in the whole area in Tennessee, not conducive to racing. Unsafe conditions, they say. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Thoroughly enjoying my Arturo Fuente, Carlos Fuente personal reserve in the memory of Carlos Fuente. I have my gentlemanly general libation that Ben from Buffalo proper created for me. Lieutenant Gary concocted for me. It is outstanding. Little gentleman Jack with some Campari and some secret ingredients. And we are outside on a wonderful, gorgeous, late summer day on the veranda at the Gary O'Brien's Pub, classified and clandestine location in the Western New York Theater of Operations with our entire crew. And we had a magnificent hour. As those of you that are just joining us, you will want to listen to our number one in the archives, because we enacted new barbecue standard operating procedures that I know you will find not only amusing, entertaining, but very practical as well. As we continue our number two today of the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome you back, and joining us as always, we have Mick the Brit, Voice Talent Ed, Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, we've got Butcher Dave, we've got Portuguese Princess Colleen, we have got Lieutenant Gary, Sergeant Steve, and Yes, Mrs. Harem of One, where did she go? Mrs. Harem of One, that's right, Mrs. Harem of One, Gina, and we've got Puff Muffin Lori, and we have a new member. We haven't decided if she's a person or a permanent member to the cast here, but Wendy, who did an ample job for outstanding job yesterday, really assisting us, or last week, I should say, at the Alpha Pleasure Fest. But this brings us to a very interesting conversation. Now, last night, we all get together after the Pleasure Fest. We all normally get out of the venue probably by about 4:30. We go back, we rest, we kind of kind of just simmer down a little bit, a lot of energy. We cool down. It was very warm, shower, and then we always meet up for a post Pleasure Fest, dinner, and libation. Normally we'll do it at, sometimes done at Captain Paul's house. Last night we did it at a very cool cigar-friendly establishment in the Buffalo area. And while we were at the bar, as many things happen at the bar, spirited, interesting conversations occurred. Now, I had on one side, I had Puff Muffin Lori. To my right side, I had Wendy. And then we had voice talent Ed, who's kind of caught in the middle, in the crossfire of all this going on.
Ed, knack for getting there.
Voice talent Ed, I've never seen you that quiet since I've known you.
You know, you got to let the air out of the bottle of champagne, and then you just let it go. You just let that thing go, and then you just have the cocktails.
Let the fizz go.
Just have the toast and be done with
it. And on the far end, we had Portuguese Princess Kali. Yeah. Now, to say that we had two ladies, now, Puff Muffin Lori was very mellow, not a problem. But when it came to Wendy and Portuguese Princess Colleen, they had a little bit of an attitude, a little toot, as Cigar Sister would say. Do you remember the commercial, and I'm trying to remember the name of the actor. It was Robert something that had a battery on his shoulder.
It was Robert Conrad.
Robert Conrad. Yeah. He goes, I'm Robert Conrad. Go ahead. I dare you. And he had this battery, this like ever-ready battery on his shoulder. Like, go ahead. Try to knock it off. And that was, you know, showing the attitude. That not the chip on his shoulder, but the battery on his shoulder. It was the same thing. And I don't know how we got into this conversation, but we started to talk about men or alpha males, and immediately the canine fangs came out from both Portuguese Princess Colleen and Wendy. Now, Sergeant Steve, you were there. You were witnessing it. Am I exaggerating the fangs coming out? Wait, we got to get the microphone here.
Absolutely not.
There were some major anger issues going. Now, they're laughing now. They're laughing now. Now, a weaker, lesser, a wussified beta would have taken his head, stuck it in his tofus, hunkered down underneath the bar and said, I got to get out of here. This is too scary for me. But this alpha stood right in the heat of battle, like General Patton. I'm not going to lead from behind. I'm going right to the front where the action is. So, Portuguese Princess Colleen, do you remember how we got this conversation off?
I'm not really sure how that started.
It was more spirited, less spirited than more spirit-inspired, if you understand.
Yeah, but basically we started talking about something with men, and then, of course, Portuguese Princess got up. The fangs came out, the hair raised, you know, on her, and she said, let me tell you something. What do you want? Some woman that's just going to say yes, yes, yes to whatever you want? And I looked and said, yeah, what's the problem? And then, of course, Wendy jumped in and said, well, wait a minute. You know what? I'm sick of all these guys that are liars, that are cheats, that are this and that. You know, the alpha male, what are you going to do? Just, like, grab a woman by and pull her around by her hair? And I said, that's not what an alpha male is all about. Do you recall that, Wendy?
I do recall that.
Yes. And so what was your initial response?
My initial response was most men choose, when they have an alpha female,
right,
like myself, to control and tell you where you can go, who you can talk to, what you can do, which doesn't work well.
And do you remember my reply?
A true alpha male would not do that. A true alpha male is secure enough to say, this is where we are going. This is what we are doing. You go do. You can.
Well, no. You jumped ahead.
Go ahead. You're right.
You jumped ahead because, I'm right. You said that many times last night, and you're going to say that many more times today. Notice, I say that one more time. I'm right. And that pains you to say. And we'll get into why that pains you to say it. I feel like I'm Dr. Phil. You know, I'm here. I'm trying to attend the Alpha Pleasure Fest. And, I got to pull an alligator out of my ass here trying to fix these two women because they were so angry about alpha males. What I said was is because you said you wanted to, you know, you didn't want to be told what to do. And I said, listen, an alpha male is no problem saying go out with your friends, have a good time. And when he wants to go to Vegas, he wants to go play golf, he wants to do something, the answer shouldn't be, well, you can't go with him. You didn't ask my permission. No, you go out, no problem. A confident alpha male doesn't care. Confident alpha male says, great, enjoy yourself. Pulls out a couple of C-notes from his pocket and says, enjoy yourself, have a nice time. And then the alpha male says, look, by the way, I'm going to this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to smoke cigars. You know, that's how it works. No problem. But you said, well, no, they want to control you. They want to tell you what to do. And they're all cheats. And you went on and on and on.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yes.
Correct again. Again. I'm glad that this is now captured permanently on a digital recording device. Because correct, I'm right. We're going to replay this over and over. It's going to be a familiar theme here, Lieutenants. Trust me on this.
As soon as I get to... there's more leading up to that.
But wait, as Bron Popeil would say, there's more. What do I get, a set of six Ginsu steak knives? you know, if we continue this, but go ahead. No, you're right. Go ahead.
So I was stating, we were discussing with Puff Muffin Lori that what was wrong with her first marriage, her second marriage, how it went wrong, and mine also. But mine also. Oh, we won't talk.
Lori is wait, now, she's like, what are you saying? Did you just blow the whistle on something that we shouldn't have mentioned on the air here? I have a feeling you... Oh, boy.
Quite possibly.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry. And I noticed the neck mode.
Wait, but listen. What's my nickname for Puff Puff and Lori? Elizabeth Taylor. Because I said, like, six more, and that's the charm.
That was the conversation. I'm so sorry. That was the conversation.
Now she'll be tweeting naked pictures of her.
Gee whiz. All right, so continue.
So we were saying that most men... Because it's very difficult to find a true alpha. I haven't met him yet. Neither has Lori. And a true alpha would not be intimidated by a strong female.
And what did I say? No matter how strong a supposed alpha female, every strong alpha female wants a stronger alpha male that is the chairman of the board that runs the show that says, Friday, 7 o'clock, I'm picking you up. I'm going to take you to so-and-so steakhouse, be appropriately attired, and then at 10 o'clock afterwards, we're going to this club to see this performer, or we're going to this nightclub or whatever. That's what they want. Or they want an alpha male that says, listen, Saturday, tomorrow morning, we're going away for the weekend to the Bahamas. So pack appropriately. I'm giving you 12 hours notice, and I'll pick you up tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We're going to the airport. Be ready. Smile and be ready.
And I said, correct.
You are correct. You said, no, you look, no, the exact word you said is.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
There was a little sigh in there. You're right.
I saw it.
And then you said?
I said, I have not met such a person. I have met people that are insecure and controlling who pretend to be alpha. And I said, that's why they say, you can't go here, you can't go there, but it goes female and male. And I've always been, hey, go do what you want.
But
we also said it depends on if the relationship is monogamous or not.
No, that was
you
later.
You said that.
No, that was later. That was later.
Did you not say that?
We'll get to that. That's further in the conversation because that brings up another subject.
Okay.
But you also said you looked at Colleen, and Colleen was like exasperated, and you said, I hate to admit it, but he's right. And I then said, why do you hate to admit it? At which point you said, or should I remind you?
Because you're a man.
You said, you're right. I hate because he's
said,
right
because
and he's a man. And I said, really, we have man anger issues. And why do you feel that because I'm a man? And what did you say? You don't remember. Let me refresh your memory.
Refresh my recollection.
You said... Well, because I don't like it when a man is right.
Yes, I said that.
Yes, it's amazing how you conveniently forgot that, but I didn't. This alpha male remembered it.
I'm sweating. Eggs,
you're sweating, exactly. And you started the conversation by saying, oh, I'm of alpha female. You've never met anybody like me. At which point I said, trust me, give me an hour, and we'll see where this thing goes. It took me 55 minutes. I was 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Boom, and I got it. And Portuguese Princess Colleen, you then said, you know, General, you're right. You're exactly right. Yep, you're right. Yep.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's right. And it's amazing. The fangs then retracted. The hair came down. The little Berlin Wall that was around both of you was knocked down. General, tear down this wall. And I did. And it was gone. It was done. Miraculous. So for those lieutenants that are listening out there, listen to exactly what I'm saying. I don't care how strong an alpha female, how strong a woman is. You have to be alpha. You take charge. A alpha female, beta female, whatever. They want a man that is going to run the show. They don't want some wussified beta that says, what do you want to do tonight? Where do you want to go? Why don't you decide? You know what I found is that as strong as the alpha females are, they don't want to make the decisions. They want the alpha male. Now, that doesn't mean every decision, but I'm saying certain things they like when a man takes initiative and takes charge. Now, let me ask Cigar Aunt Trudy and Cigar Mother Piera. You know, just not. Am I right? Yes. Yes.
May I interject?
You may.
How many women sitting here have actually met a true alpha?
Well, you're looking at some right here. Except Mick.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me?
I did marry one.
I'm just kidding, Mick.
I really appreciate that.
There you go. So we got one. Colonel Ange, Captain Paul. There you go. Lieutenant Gary. Right? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Trudy.
I must qualify it because we're from a different generation. Well said. I don't think the young lady sitting here today and listening to this would agree. I can't help it. That's where we came. We didn't work. We did not work. Our generation, we were fortunate enough not to work. And so, yes, you were the alpha. I love when I dated when and married when the male made all the decisions. Where we went to dinner, what time they were going to pick me up when we were dating. I don't like when I have to do that. That's what we want a man around for.
And even today, that hasn't changed.
Okay.
Even though, because the biggest crock that we've heard from the feminist movement is that, you know, the man is the root of all evil. And they have taught now for 40 years that little boys, even in grade school, that they should be more feminized, that they shouldn't act like boys. And so what happens, they go into adulthood and they don't know how to make decisions. But we came from a generation. Look, I had my father, Dr. Z, and of course, Daryl and Jay, and I had Uncle Eddie, and they were alphas and they ran the show. But that means they also took great care of their wives and their partners.
That's,
and that's
their way.
Right. And I always say,
demonstrating that.
Right. You look at Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. You know, those guys were true alphas in the sense that, hey, they were powerful guys. They liked to enjoy themselves, but they also knew how to treat people right, and they treated their women very well. And there was never anybody that said that they didn't.
Correct. Okay, so it's just a generation gap.
I think you're of the same. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just.
I was going to say you're of the same generation as my parents.
And?
Because I'm almost about 50 years old. My mother was a nurse anesthetist. My father was an electrician, and they both had very nice careers. And you know, dad was dad, and that was the way that I was raised.
Don't you remember the television shows? About daddy was, oh, he came through that door and like,
oh, yeah,
down to
yeah,
daddy.
Yeah.
And that's not, there's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with
like
no,
that.
No, not at all. No,
and you know what? We're going back to that because every female friend that I have tells me the same thing. Where can I meet an alpha male? I am so tired of these milquetoast, wussified betas that walk around with their, you know, head slumped over, afraid to make a decision. They say, you know what? Like I told someone, you know, I like this kind of restaurant. And I knew I didn't realize he didn't like that food. Instead of saying, listen, I don't like that kind of food, let's go somewhere else, he was like, okay, and just sat there. And she said, I felt uncomfortable because of it. I can't believe he didn't speak up. And we need, this is what this show is all about, is empowering the alpha male. It's okay to be masculine. It's okay to be an alpha male. You shouldn't apologize for that. Because alpha males, really, I think, are the top of the male food chain in that we are the gentlemen of the gentlemen. Go ahead, Trudy.
Wait, just one more thing. Cousin Lori and Sister Lynn
yes.
have addressed this with me, where today when they are dating and they go out, when a man doesn't open up the car door for her, when they don't walk on the right side by the curb that we used to, and they don't open up the restaurant door or the front door, those days are long gone, and you men have to learn to do that.
Well, I know. Hold that thought. Right, we need to take a time out because I have a comment about that as well. We will continue the spirited conversation on the state of the American male and how to deal with females as we continue special edition of the Cigar Dave Show, 1 week post Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water from the Gary O'Brien's Pub in a classified destination, Western New York Theater of Operations.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaquero. Hamlet Paredes blended this cigar with a San Andreas wrapper, filler from Nicaragua, and Brazilian and Mexican binders. This cigar is the closest a smoker can get to a fusion of Cuban craftsmanship and Nicaraguan ingenuity. It's easy to join the Officers Club to have these cigars shipped directly to you. Just log on to CigarDave.com.
In this difficult and challenging time, when the government is trying to outlaw premium cigars and take away the art form of enjoying a beautiful cigar, we decided to introduce our brand called Prohibition. This cigar is going to be the bootlegger's dream. A gorgeous cigar made in Esteli, Nicaragua, triple cap, using a broadleaf wrapper and a Mexican wrapper from the San Andreas Valley. It's got Nicaraguan tobaccos from the Nicaraguan valleys of Esteli and Jalapa. It's rich, it's complex, it's got some spice, some white pepper, and a ton of sweetness. full of flavor. This cigar is one that you're going to want to enjoy and you're going to bootleg. And that's why it's called Prohibition. Enjoy it. I promise you're going to love it.
The brand new Cigar Dave mobile app for both iPhone and Android devices is finally out. If you go right now, either to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, search for Cigar Dave and download our brand new app. It allows you to listen to the show live on your mobile device. You can listen to all of our podcasts. The last 10 podcasts are always available, Cigar Dave Daily Briefings. Additionally, it gives you direct access within the app to our Twitter page, our Facebook page. We also have the ability for you to call the show during the show right from the app, as well as send me a text message and an email. We also put in a couple of bonus items. You can get a weather alert as well as an alarm clock. It is the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to the Cigar Dave show anytime, any place, anywhere. Go right now to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and download the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app.
Okay, people, we've just been awarded the Brick House ad account. Now, this cigar was named Best Bargain Cigar of 2009 by Cigar Aficionado, got a 91 rating, plus it's the hottest cigar on the market. So, we need an award-winning slogan.
He's a brick.
How? What about It's Not Your Grandfather's Cigar?
Ah, it's been done. Next.
How about Good to the Last Draw?
Something original, people.
You deserve a brick today?
Now, who are you? Do you even work here?
Excuse me, sir. Am I to understand that every Brick House cigar is built with all the flavor and quality of the premium cigars of yesteryear?
Yesteryear? Really?
That's right, Bixby.
But yeah, it costs around $5 each.
Indeed.
Well, sir, people don't really need a slogan.
They don't?
No, sir.
Then what do they need?
$5 and a comfortable chair.
$5 and a comfortable chair. Genius!
Meet the perfect cigar to share with friends. Brick House by J.C. Newman. Handmade in Nicaragua with a fine Havana Subido wrapper. Brick House starts out earthy and crisp and burns well, rounded, and smooth. Nothing stands the test of a good time like a Brick House. For more, visit BrickHouseCigars.com.
Pleasure, command, and control. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Ah, Chico and the Gypsies. Listen to this for a second. This is great stuff. This will get you in the mood. And I'll tell you what, Portuguese Princess Colleen and Wendy, after they were all aggressive yesterday and they stood down, this would have relaxed them very nicely. All right, we're continuing our spirited conversation about alpha males, the state of the alpha male, and we've got some dames that are here that are well-versed and knowledgeable on the subject, and the biggest complaint they had. What cigar mother? There's a microphone. What did you want to say? Well, you got to come to the microphone. That's how it works.
I said ladies.
Well, dames. Now, wait a minute. Let me stop you right there.
I know Frank Sinatra said.
Wait a minute.
But
wait
we
a minute.
Say ladies.
No. Wait a minute. Dames is a. I'm going to give you the correct definition of dames because I was at a speaking engagement about 10 years ago, and I talked to these women, and I said, mentioned dames, and one of them got very, very perturbed and made a very big scene. When we come back, I will tell you about the Merriam-Webster's definition of dame, because there's confusion. Many people don't realize what a dame really refers to. And she went on, and I had every other woman come up to me saying, you were right, you can call me a dame. That is a term of endearment. So when we come back, we'll get into talking about the term dame. Cigar Mother's trying to correct me. Oh, Cigar Mother, don't you know by now? Come on.
Because in French, dame means lady.
Okay, there you go. But I'll give you the definition when we continue. All right, we've got another half hour, lieutenants. Again, we're talking about dames. We're talking about alpha males. We've got it all going on. This is like Dr. Phil, an episode of Dr. Phil here, only much more entertaining. We'll continue around the corner.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final prize, Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
arriving as a wussified beta male, departing as a certified alpha male. Cigar Dave, mission accomplished.
All right, before the timeout, Cigar Mother said we prefer to be called ladies. Well, ladies is fine, and I said a little story that I was giving a speech 10 years ago, and I referred to the women as dames, and everybody loved it except one woman got very perturbed. In fact, it was a nonprofit group that I spoke to. She actually went to the board to complain, and I got a call from the president of the board that asked what I said, and there were people from there, and I said I called women a dame. And I said, do you know what the definition is? And he said, not really. So let me tell you what the definition is. In the UK, it is the title given to a woman equivalent to the rank of knight. Mm-hmm. So it is a term of certainly of honor.
But yeah, it's like a damsel in distress. That comes back.
Well, that's a damsel, but right.
But dame is the
and here's the other definition. A classy, beautiful woman, the type one can only dream of going out with.
Hello.
Hello, Dolly. So... what that says is that this, and when I explained to the person, and I said, you know what's amazing is every other woman in the, and she was an older woman. She was probably, I don't want to say older woman, but I mean, she was probably in her, I would say, late 50s. She wasn't old. She was in her late 50s, but she looked like a textbook picture from the National Association of Ugly Women that couldn't get a man if her life depended on it. She had more facial hair than I do. She had a goatee. I mean, if I would have lifted that shirt up, you would have had hair under the pits. I'm sure she had more leg hair than I did. It was not a pretty sight. But every other woman came up to me and said, I love it when you call me a dame. And then there was a woman that was there that must have been probably pushing 90, and she looked at me and she said, you, sir, can call me a dame anytime you want. That is class. And I said, well, thank you so much. So when I refer to dames, and when Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin dames, that is a term of endearment. Because to me, someone that doesn't have class, someone that doesn't have refinement, polish, that has a sophisticated, they're not a dame. They're abroad. There's a difference.
Yes.
Go ahead. Now, Andrew, if you want to talk, you got to use the microphone.
The connotation has changed.
No, it's not changed.
Most people don't have your definition for a dame.
Well, screw them. You know why? Because the fact is that they don't
care.
They don't know any. It is this political correctness nonsense that because they have never looked at it. Most of them have never seen a dictionary, let alone read the definition in a dictionary. Cigar Mother.
Yes, that's true. As I said, in French, dame is very nice.
That's
it's
right.
A lady.
That's right.
So it's anonymous.
It's not a derogatory
term. It's anonymous.
Right. There's no derogatory term whatsoever. And, in fact, I've never once, with that exception, had someone that I've called a dame say to me, you know, I'm offended. In fact, they all look and say, nobody's ever called that to me before. And I said, well, that's reserved for women that have sophistication, class, and...
poise and elegance.
That's right. Yeah, so to me, that's an honor. Now... Colonel Ange, we were talking about alphas, and Aunt Trudy brought up the fact that it's today's generation. Women have to get used to men not opening doors. And I say, no, that's not true at all. That is incorrect. They should not have to settle for that. Colonel Ange, you have Private G, who's now, what, 12?
13.
He's 13. He just has bar mitzvah. Mazel yes, tov. I forgot about that.
Thank you. Mazel tov.
There you go.
You about it.
All right. So you are raising him to be an alpha.
And, General, I think that yes, I am. Thank you, General. And that's the whole thing about it. The blame comes back to, General, as you said, the beta male that's the father that doesn't take the time to teach a child the respect that a woman deserves. His mother, his aunts. You teach sisters. Yes, thank you, Aunt Trudy. Cousins. As we have been sitting here today, we've been here for about, I don't know, several hours, and Giovanni, who's much older than Lieutenant Gary and Gina's daughters are, has been entertaining the girls. He still is. Now, what's he doing out there, General? He's taking direction. He's telling them, let's do this and let's do that. He's not being derogatory. He's not pushing them around. He's entertaining them. They appreciate the fact if they're having...
Well, we need a microphone here. If you're going to – one little thing. If anybody wants to talk, we've got a limited number of microphones. You have to have a microphone. That is Cigar Dave's the rule. That is the rule today here. In addition to my new standard operating procedure for barbecue maneuvers. Okay?
12 commandments.
So it doesn't work without a microphone.
And that's
right.
On the record. So, yeah, for what it's worth, that's what we're teaching Giovanni as a young man. Please show respect. Please be polite.
Right.
Take charge. But understand their needs and their wants and do what you can to help them. But let them know that you are right now in charge of the situation. And so far, he's been handling the girls. He's been playing with the girls for hours, and they're having a good time. Yeah. I thought, Gina.
They're following him around, and they are looking to him to kind of maintain the peace between the two of them. Because two girls in one room isn't a good thing either.
Well,
you're
right, Gina. Wait. Two women in one room, no. But five women, that is a blast.
That's
Trust me.
And to my point, General.
No.
And to my point, again, it goes back. If you're a beta male and you are not taking your son, your young man, and you're not teaching them respect towards women, that you are also you are violating the alpha male directive.
And the problem is, many fathers today are products of the feminist movement. They are wussified betas themselves. And you see it. If I see a man who's just a new father and he's carrying around his kid in one of those little, like, things in the front of him, like, you know, like they in the animal kingdom. Have you ever seen those? It looks like a reverse knapsack.
When
he got the kid, I'm like, are you kidding me? Seriously. It is absolutely wrong. But what we have raised now, what happens? Beta boys become beta men. Beta adults, not men. Beta adults. Beta adults have kids. Their kids become second generation betas. And it goes on and on and on. This is what the feminist movement has wanted. But what we do on this show is we say that is not what we are about. We are about being an alpha male. And I'll tell you, we had a lot of women at the Pleasure Fest last week, and they all loved the alpha male lifestyle, and they like alpha males. We had it over and over. Now, there's something else you wanted to say,
Mrs.
Harmon.
Well, actually, this ties in perfectly to what you're saying. And as a mother of two young children, there are no more powerful words in my discipline, my disciplinarian dictionary or whatever, than wait until your father comes home.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's huge, too. I mean, I know growing up, you know, we used to push mom around here and there. We loved mom. She took great care of us. But, man, oh, man, you didn't dare cross dad.
Yep, yep.
There used to be a cartoon on TV from here, wait until your father gets home.
Yes.
Now, how many households in America and the U.K.
The Boyle family. Look it up.
Okay. How many households in the USA and the U.K. would that apply to today?
Well, that's
you know, General, real quick, you know, your Aunt Trudy just said something to me. She said parenting, and it's really all about parenting.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, the only time my father ever touched me, and it was with his knee, and that was when I didn't know he was home, and I wasn't really nice to my mother, the things I was saying to her.
Oh,
and when I looked and saw my father standing there, I couldn't get to the bottom of my stairs quick enough. He caught me at the bottom of the stairs and landed on the landing.
There
was no disrespect for my mother.
Yeah.
And all the other women in the neighborhood, neighbors, we were calling them aunts and we were calling them uncles. That's how we were taught to respect the adults.
Absolutely.
That was respect. You did not disrespect your mother. And that is a true alpha male husband.
Yes.
Is someone who commands respect for not only himself, but even more so his wife.
Well, and Aunt Trudy, Cigar Aunt Trudy brought up an interesting point. She said, you know, and that my sister and Lori, my cousin, say the same thing, that men don't open the door, men don't do this. Well, it's interesting because a number of years ago, I remember I took this woman, I met her at a party, and so I said, great, you know what, we'll go out for dinner. So I told her I'd pick her up, and I did. It was on time, picked her up, and we went to the restaurant. I went to go open the door, and she grabbed it and looked at me and said, I can get that. And I said, well, I'm sure you can, but I'm getting it for you. That's what I do. And she said, well, what do you think? I'm some feeble little person that can't do it, like the chip. Yeah. Kind of like what I saw yesterday with Portuguese Princess and Wendy. So needless to say, I looked and I said, I know you're able, but that's how I do it. So I went to go pull her chair. Same bull. Same nonsense. And I got to tell you something. Before we even ordered appetizers, after the first drink, she was just, I mean, when I talk about anger, totally different person from the person that I met at this party. So she started giving, and I went to go order a drink. She said, you know, who the hell do you think you are? I can order this and that. I said, tell you what. I took out $20 out of my pocket. True story. First and only time I've ever done this. Took out $20. I said, you know what? Here's $20. Call a cab. Go home. Goodbye. And I walked out. And I paid the bill. Malio's restaurant. Never forget it. Malio's great. Great place in the Cigar City of Tampa. No longer there where the location was for many years. And she looked and said, you're going to leave me here? I said, no. I put down $20. Even though I know you can afford to pay for your own cab, I just did. And I walked out. Next day, I get a call from her. calling me, and I mean the fact that I did that, I'm telling you, it got her excited. She wanted to go out again, and I looked and I said, not interested, period. And she said, well, I don't understand, you know, what I said, you know what, you got this attitude. I don't really care what you do. I don't care the fact that you can open your own door. That's how I operate. That's how I roll. If you can't handle that, then you are not right for me. Goodbye and good luck. Yeah. That was the end of that tune. Call her a cab for a one-way ticket home, and she did. So, I don't know, actually, a friend of mine saw her on a street corner going, sailor, $10.
See, I'm a father.
It's,
I'm a father
to
a girl.
It's all about chivalry.
That's right.
And that's what women
yes,
appreciate.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right.
I've got a little daughter. Well, she's not so little anymore. She's married now. And I've got a granddaughter, my little granddaughter, Kylene. I don't want chivalry to die. In fact, I want it to be rediscovered by some of the young men. And
even how to spell that word.
That's
well,
exactly right.
Very
many
possible,
they don't.
Yes.
They do
yes.
not. And that isn't a problem. It isn't a problem. But again, this goes back to the feminist movement 40 years plus 40 years ago, where what did they say? The men were the root of all evil. Men were keeping women down. And for women today who say, you know, I've had a career and you know what? I think I'd rather get married, take my kids to carpool. That is the most retaliatory thing you can say to a feminist is that, you know what, I'm not buying your act anymore. I have plenty of friends that are very powerful, female friends that are successful, and they've all told me the same thing, you know what, I'm tired of doing the corporate thing. I like the fact that I have to take my kids to school and carpool. But to feminists, they have sold out. And Cigar and Trudy, easy. Wait a minute. Hold on. We see you. Don't worry about it. Hang on. And by the way, I should say, this is the same conversation that happens like last night when I got home with Cigar Mother, Cigar Sister, Cigar Aunt Trudy. Same thing going on for hours and hours talking about this. But go ahead.
I just want to say, I want a little levity. I remember as a younger woman, if I walked down the street, I got whistled at. And I was flattered. That was okay
That's
with
right.
me. That was our yeah. day. We thought, well, I guess we do look good, right? That was how we were. Today, oh, my God, feminists, how dare you say such a thing?
Well, even today you look great, if you don't mind my saying so. I mean...
And here's my thing. I don't blame the feminist movement one iota. I don't think they had anything to do with it. I think it had to do with men becoming beta males.
But because, I'll tell you why. Because in schools today, now let's think about this. We yeah. talk, you know, we always hear Hillary Clinton and Manson, the glass ceiling is
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Completely silly. You do it. Make sure that son has your respect, and then you can teach that kid respect. And no teacher in the world is going to change that kid's mind if his father tells him what's right and what's wrong.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, when we come back, We're going to go to the dames. We're going to go to the dames because we want to see what they want. Now, I already know what they want because, again, I'm an alpha male. I'm America's alpha male. Actually, not only have I been awarded the title Global General, but now I probably am the global alpha male. It's not big. America isn't big enough for my alphaness. So it's now the global alpha male. But we come back. We're going to talk to Cagney and Lacey, as we refer to Wendy and Puff Muff and Lori. And we're going to find out, and Portuguese Princess Colleen, because this all began with a spirited discussion last night. We'll conclude, final and concluding segment of this very unique edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next from the Gary O'Brien's Pub, classified location in the Western New York Theater of Operations.
Download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, Kindle, and iOS so you can listen to The General anytime, anywhere. The Cigar Dave mobile app is presented by Diamond Crown. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store today.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. On a daily basis, our personal rights, freedoms, and privileges are being taken away by the government, by the people who don't want us to enjoy the fine things in life. Cigars. Guess what? Socialism stinks, cigars don't. So in order to celebrate life, we decided to release the freedom. This great cigar from Nicaragua has tones of coffee, spice, pepper, with a great underlying sweetness. It's got a beautiful Ecuadorian wrapper, fillers from different parts of Nicaragua, and guess what? It's priced very fairly. So go out and celebrate the fine things in life and enjoy your freedom by lighting up a Rocky Patel Freedom. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
In the fertile fields of the Connecticut River Valley, there is still one cigar brand who grows their own Connecticut shade wrappers. Monte Cristo. Prized for its unique silky texture, this exquisite tobacco has now been used to craft a cigar worthy of its name, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut. Building on the legacy of the beloved Monte Cristo White series, this excellent medium to full-bodied cigar is rich, flavorful, and complex. Crafted with only the finest vintage 2008 wrapper leaves, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut cigar has subtle notes of spices, vanilla, and hazelnuts. Packaged in a gorgeous handcrafted box, these exceptional cigars are available now at your local tobacconist. Pick up a Monte Cristo White Vintage today and experience the spirit of the valley.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat, even if you do not inhale.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, Lieutenants, as we wrap it up, final and concluding segment from the Gary O'Brien's Pub, Western New York Theater of Operations. Special thanks to Lieutenant Gary, Mrs. Harem of One Gina, for your outstanding hospitality. We thank you. Now, before we get finishing this discussion, going back to where it all began with the two ladies, Portuguese Princess Colleen and Wendy, we have both of Gary and Gina's dogs here. We've got Bruno, a male Doberman Pinscher, and Savannah, a female Doberman Pinscher. Now, very interesting. Savannah was the alpha, and Bruno was kind of the beta. And no matter what you did, Mrs. Harem of One, you could not break that out of it. Now, why don't we refresh everybody exactly who it was that got Bruno to be the alpha in 1 hour?
Yes, General, that would have been you. And you came over here, and he was, you know, cowering beneath you when you first came because you're the ultimate alpha. And you got them yesterday. We brought home a tray of Salins hot dogs for these dogs. And I'll tell you something. Bruno finally stood up to himself, stood up for himself and would not let her eat the hot dogs
there
that were given
go.
To him. Normally she would have taken them.
By the way, one question. Was Savannah's, is that her real name or her stage name? Now on the main stage, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Savannah. Or was it Mercedes before? Or Lexus or Porsche? And speaking of Bruno, here is Bruno wants to be right where all the alphaness is. I can't blame him. All right, let's go back to Portuguese Princess Colleen and Wendy, the Cagney part of Cagney and Lacey. So we go back to last night, where we got in this discussion about alphas. You said you can't meet alphas. So what is it? You're already married, Portuguese Princess. But, Wendy, what is it about? So you tell me. Now, we also had a therapy session last night, I should say. I did put my Dr. Phil hat on, and we resolved a lot of things. But tell me again what it is you told me last night, what it is that women, even alpha women, are all looking for.
Respect.
That's not it. There was more than that. You had a whole list of things. You said you like a man that takes charge.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said, well, you got into the monogamous issue. We got into the, you know, that men, you know, cheat this and that. And I brought up the point. I said, well, it depends.
So do women.
Well, that's right. But I said it depends whether or not you're monogamous or not.
Yes.
Now, I said if you're just casually dating somebody and it's not anything serious and you haven't established that, well, then the world is a man's oyster. However,
yeah,
it's a different story. Right. That's a different story. So, but Portuguese Princess Colleen, you obviously, before you met Voice Talent Ed, you obviously had experience with wussified betas or men that weren't up to the standard. Yes?
This is true.
Okay, so tell us that.
Just that.
What was it about them? What were the problems? What were the issues?
Just like you said, they just don't have it, you know?
Insecurity.
Yeah, they're insecure in
they
themselves.
They don't have that certain je ne sais quoi.
Exactly. They're very insecure in themselves, which makes them the betas that they are.
Which reflects it, then they push it towards you.
Yeah, they try to.
Yeah, to make you
to
be.
Overcompensate, yes, by making you belittled.
Yes.
Cigar, hard to believe. Cigar and Trudy wants to interject. Can't believe it.
A thought occurred. Some women just demand respect. It's just the way their appearance, their demeanor, and men can read that.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they just can't come on and act like that.
Well,
they might treat them more like a dam.
Right,
right,
but it's a certain element of class that you can tell by how they carry themselves, just like a man, how they dress, how they carry themselves, their attitude.
Exactly.
Exactly, and I hear that all the time from women that say they know in the first 10, 15 seconds because they can see whether or not a man is decisive, has the confidence, how they carry themselves. That's the first thing, first 15 seconds. Ladies, would you not agree?
Correct.
First 15 seconds.
I mean, that's why they'll treat you the way I think your demeanor is very important, and a woman can just put a stop to any kind of derogatory remarks, and they do treat you with class. I know that my cohort, your mother, Pierre, and I have always had that. Our husbands always treated us well, and everyone that we ever met, because they had us on a pedestal. That's another thing.
That's exactly
we didn't
right.
discuss, but
that's right.
True.
Well, Lieutenants, hope you enjoyed this edition of the Therapist Dave Show. Now, we've got to wrap it up, but I want to thank Colonel Mick the Brit from the European Theater of Operations.
You're very welcome.
Voice talent, Ed.
Love you, Buffalo.
Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, Wendy, also known as Cagney, Lacey, Puff Buff and Lori, Portuguese Princess Colleen, Lieutenant Gary, Sergeant Steve, Butcher Dave, who else do I have here? Oh, Mrs. Harem of One, Gina Hiding, and everyone else that attended. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Donald Trump said he wants to be the voice of voters who feel unrepresented.
Hillary Clinton is a throwback from yesterday. Our campaign is about creating a new American future.
Trump was campaigning in Fredericksburg, Virginia Saturday, says Hillary Clinton will make America poorer.
You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose your wages. You're going to lose your medical. Obamacare is a catastrophe.
Trump says he'll create jobs by encouraging energy production, including coal, and promoting more agricultural businesses in the U.S. There's a new report out that finds the U.S. Army made trillions of dollars worth of improper accounting adjustments to cover its budget problems. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has details.
The report by the Inspector General of the Defense Department finds the Army made approximately $6.5 trillion worth of improper adjustments in 2015 alone. A Reuters report quotes the IG as saying the Army's financial statements were materially misstated and unreliable. An Army spokesman released a statement that reads, "Though there is a high number of adjustments, we believe the financial statement information is more accurate than implied in this report."
The audit's findings echo previous accounting issues in the Defense Department. Hundreds of people still out of a home as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles, but there's lots of thanks to those who have lent support.
They actually had styrofoam trays of food and like 5-6 people pull stacks of them saying, anybody need food?
Bill Terrio of Wrightwood talked to KNBC. They also found some local churches were providing things that one would never think about if they had to leave their home in a hurry.
When you're thinking, okay, what am I going to grab? What's my most precious thing? I got to go. Nobody thinks sock drawer.
Latest death toll from a bomb blast in southeastern Turkey, 30 dead, nearly 100 wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ah, the summer sun. It gives us hours and hours of light for evening baseball, cookouts, and an AC bill that'll knock you right off your lawn chair. SelectBlinds.com has the answer. Room darkening blinds and shades that block out sunlight. Keep your home cooler. Keep the furniture from fading. And if you like to sleep in on weekends or comfortably watch the game or a movie, blackout shades can make it like a moonless night in there. Every product comes 100% cordless to protect the kiddos, the kitties, and the pups. And get this, in the time it takes to mow a sizable yard, you can hang blinds. Because SelectBlinds.com walks you through how to measure, select, and even install your new window coverings. If you can hang a picture, you can hang blinds. SelectBlinds.com, the simple and smart way to get blinds. Mention our show at checkout and get sample swatches of the room darkening blinds or shades of your choice absolutely free. SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds.com.
Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Hyundai and Mitsubishi are recalling certain car models because of problems that can increase the risk of crashes. We have details from Linda Kenyon.
Hyundai is recalling nearly 65,213 models of the Elantra because the brake pedal stopper pad can deteriorate. The result is that a brake light could stay on or the transmission could shift out of park without applying the brake pedal. Mitsubishi North America is recalling 2015 through 2016 models of the Outlander Sport and 2016 models of the Outlander and the Lancer. Those vehicles have a constant velocity transmission that can cause a delay in acceleration.
The Mitsubishi recall affects more than 82,000 cars. Lou Pearlman, credited for starting the boy band craze and launching the careers of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, has died in prison while serving a 25-year sentence for a massive Ponzi scheme. Pearlman was 62. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's unclear how the Obama administration's decision to phase out its use of some private prisons will ultimately impact the five such facilities operating in Texas, as well as the communities where they're located.
But some of the private prison companies that operate these facilities say they're hopeful contracts up for renewal in the next few months to continue running several of the prisons in Texas will be approved. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday instructed the Bureau of Prisons to start reducing and ultimately ending its use of private prisons. The federal prison population is at 193,000. Private prisons hold about 22,000 of these inmates. Texas has more than 9,300 of such inmates, more than any other state in the U.S. Patrick Foss reporting.
Six members of the Notre Dame football team arrested in two separate incidences. Five of the players arrested after Indiana State Police said a trooper found marijuana and a loaded handgun in their car. The sixth arrested after allegedly assaulting a police officer outside a bar in South Bend. News and analysis at townhall.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
The payment of the $400 million was not done until after prisoners were released. I'm not disputing that.
You're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released.
That's correct.
Anyone who tries to pretend that this wasn't ransom, I think, is now just denying the facts. This is not good for Americans overseas.
I think the real issue here is not the fact that we did ransom. It's that they lied, and they lie shamelessly, and they lie when the lie is uncovered.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate, you don't choose the right words, or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
That's the kind of Trump that will make the Clinton campaign wake up and say this race is not over yet.
There can be moments that rearrange, reshuffle the campaign that might just possibly, under some circumstances, get him elected.
The reality is Ryan Lochte and his friends were there breaking property, damaging, destroying property at the gas station, and then leaving without paying.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Privileged to have with me Geraldo Rivera. Later on, Jesse Waters. Meanwhile, let's get to the big three.
Brian's big three.
All right, first off, President Obama, do me a favor. Curb the golf and Hillary Clinton easy with being a blameaholic.
Number two.
Lion Ryan Lochte and his teammates. Listen, he didn't do the worst thing in the world, but lying and running away and abandoning his teammates is swamping the other athletes who have one moment of glory, and they achieved it, especially in sports like the shot put, and it's been swamped by this man-made controversy. Incredible ignorance and arrogance.
Number one.
Game on. That's all I could tell you. It is a brand new game. It's been a brand new week for Donald Trump. I know he stepped on his message in announcing his staff changes, but my goodness, three straight great speeches. And last night, I believe the best speech of the entire 2015 political season. And that's where we stood. And Geraldo, I cannot wait to get your opinion on this. I know a little bit about it.
It's 2016.
I know, but he started in 2015, the political season.
Oh, okay.
So I took a year and a half. In the year and a half, Marco Rubio, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, whatever, best, most impactful speech. Why? He took news, Iran. He took news, the flooding in Louisiana. He responded and expanded his message to the African-American community. At the very least, he's showing they're out there, two straight speeches. And third, I think, came out and said, listen, I made some regrets. You know, some things I said, you know, basically I wish I didn't say.
To me, that last part is the most significant, even though it's, you know, not as particularly substantive as the others you mentioned, the outreach to the African-American community specifically. I liked humility. I think that
always did.
That is the beginning of, you know, that's the Donald Trump I know and have known for decades. The guy who doesn't go out of his way to hurt people's feelings for no reason, but who sometimes is impetuous and sometimes overstates. And I really do appreciate, and I totally credit, you know, I don't want to take the credit away from the candidate, but it cannot be a coincidence that Kellyanne Conway, a grown-up who took over the campaign, who we've both known for many years, the fact that she's in command now, I can see her having that conversation with Donald and saying, with Mr. Trump, and saying, hey, man, what's the point of pride when pride is destroying your status and your standing with communities like the veterans and so forth? And I appreciate that. I think he has to be a little more specific. It is a good first step. And I agree with you that this, I heard Larry Sabato's voice there in your intro, the professor at the University of Virginia, the really excellent pollster and pundit, suggesting that this could be the moment where he turned it around. And I, you know, I hope so. I hope that he can be consistent. Let's see what happens today. He still has a whole day to screw things up. But the fact that he's going down to Louisiana and the president is not going, I think, is another good sign.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it, and I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. But one thing I can promise you this, I will always tell you the truth.
I was off last week, and the week prior was telling Paul Ryan I'm not there yet about voting. Remember saying the same thing about Senator McCain, walked that back. Coming out and making his comments about the Second Amendment, unnecessary wound, no pun intended.
Totally self-inflicted.
Unbelievable. And I just said to myself on some
and
level.
And the Khan family, and you the Gold Star mom.
I think this analogy is perfect for you and I because we have both love boxing, both know Mike Tyson. When he bit Holyfield's ear, you know why I did it? Because he knew he couldn't win. And I said to me on some level, is he saying to himself, I can't handle actually losing. I want to do something to blow it. That's how bad these errors were. And then I see that he does want to win, and he put a message out there that, listen, we can read the prompter and sound like geniuses, or someone can write for you who knows your voice. The person who wrote for them knows his voice. When Andrew Dice Clay cried on Arsenio Hall, he lost his act because they said he's a tough guy who started crying. He can't have both. He apologized the best way he could while keeping the tough guy persona.
I agree. I think that the Trump – I've said people – I was with Billy Bush in L.A. When I was doing Dancing with the Stars. And I was doing his show Access Hollywood, and he asked me, how can you be friends with Donald Trump when he stands for everything that you consider your anathema?
Did he ask you on camera?
He asked me on camera. He asked me in the quick commercial break. He set it up. I'm going to ask you about that. And then I sat down on the couch and he asked me. And I said, the Donald Trump I've known is not the Donald Trump I am seeing as this candidate. The Donald Trump I am seeing on the air is a caricature of the man I know. The man I know is principled. He's a hardcore, ruthless businessman. But he really is he obeys the law. He takes care of his family. He's loyal to his friends. He's rebuilt New York City, so forth and so on. But the fact that he has been a caricature of himself is unfortunate. I think that it really does reflect the need, even in politics, for professionals. You really have to have someone say, hey, what's the point? I understand that, your Johnson is bigger than his Johnson or whatever. But what the hell are you doing this for? What's the purpose of this? Where are you going with this? What points do you score being right about a gold star family? I mean, where do you win that? You don't win. What points do you score calling all Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers and so forth? I think that he's got to be more specific now in some of his mea culpas, but it's good.
Everyone knows you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you walk in the street, 9 out of 10 say, hey, Geraldo, what's up? Saw you last night. No problem. But the 10th person who says, yeah, Geraldo, I don't like you. I don't like Fox. You have to learn to keep walking. You can't fight every one of those guys, especially if you want to be mayor of that town, governor of that state, president of that country. He has not learned to walk past the 10th guy.
I think that that's a brilliant analogy, and I absolutely cop to it, and I've had to bite my tongue in ways that I find very, very difficult, even with this Black Lives Matter schmuck down in Philadelphia who threw the water on me.
I
wanted to whack him,
right?
But I withheld the, I knew that I'd be in more trouble or that he would win if I did.
All right, so, I think that I've done a pretty accurate, adequate job of calling as I see it. I thought he had disastrous last week. I thought now he's the thing about Donald Trump, and we had Larry Sabato on television a second ago, and he said, well, let's see what he does today. Let's see what he does tomorrow.
But that's the problem.
But here's the thing. He's never had 4 days like this, 4 scripted days, and then I want to see what he does. Stay out of the Sunday shows. Don't even do them. She's taking 3 days off. Go and make 3 speeches in battleground states. Stay away from them. Pick and choose some of your fights. And know what his press conference should be, his next press conference? Hi, it's been 256 days since my opponent had a press conference. I'm going to have one when I see her first, because my estimate is I've had 210. And you know what? I want to see my opponent do something and start putting pressure on them.
I agree and I disagree. Sunday shows, I think that let him leak some footage of his visit to Louisiana, and that'll take care of the weekend. I'm in agreement with that. But in terms of press conferences, he's so good at them when he stays on message. He has to stay on message. He has to be a grown-up now. So far, 4 days you mentioned, he stayed on script, and you mean that literally, that he's actually read his points on the teleprompter and made a significant impact as a result.
It was not boring.
It was not boring, and he's getting a bit better at it, but he's still a bit awkward when he's reading. I mean, you have to admit there's a difference between the charismatic flamboyance of him impromptu and his reading. Still, he's getting better at it, and he must get better at it. Barack Obama's a master at it, and Hillary Clinton is also very good at it. But going forward, I think that he just has to, has to sit in this room with Kellyanne Conway and his children, whoever he wants. And he has to, do you want to be president or do you want to be right? If you want to be president, then you can't do those things. If you have an instinct, an impulse to respond, react in a vivid way, restrain yourself. You've got to rein it in and show that you have the temperate.
The temperament.
The last syllable screwed me there. You have the temperament to be the president of the United States. You're not always scripted when you're president of the United States, when you're dealing with so on and so forth. So, this is the message. Stay on it. Now you've admitted this humility. You've shown this, that you're human. That's okay. Now move forward.
I want to touch on this, and then we'll go to break and expand on it. It seems, James Rosen's one of the best when it comes to State Department in Washington. And he understands these issues inside and out. And John Kirby is totally overmatched and misfit in this spot. The Admiral.
I like Admiral Kirby.
Of course, but he's in the wrong spot defending actions that has nothing to do through with him. Now he's in a situation where $400 million showed up and was held back until our prisoners in Iran were released, and they were justified on trumped up charges. Here's the give and take with Rosen. Cut 15.
Is there anything in the Wall Street Journal story that you dispute on factual grounds?
Well, look, rather than getting up here, as much as I'm sure you'd love for me to pick apart
it's a very
every
simple
media
question.
Story.
Is there anything you say is untrue in that story?
What I would like to do is respond to it this way. With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority.
But just to return to my question, is there anything in the Wall Street Journal story that you dispute on factual grounds?
I don't have the article in front of me, so I'm not going to go through line by line. The payment of the $400 million was not done until after the prisoners were released. I'm not disputing that.
Really? That's interesting, because President Obama said this, cut 12.
We do not pay ransom for hostages. The notion that we would somehow start now in this high-profile way and announce it to the world defies logic.
First of all, I have no problem with paying ransom for hostages. I know that I'm in the minority in this building, but I think you have to be ruthlessly pragmatic. And the way you do it is, the way I would do it is, have, as the UK does, have the family make the payment, have some other agency make the payment, but you get your folks out. You
and
get
the message is out that we pay, so they'll keep taking it.
You don't do it as the sovereignty. You don't do it as the sovereign issue. You do it, but you get your people out. The money was Iran's money. The timing, I think that to make a big deal of this is, it's a gotcha moment. Obama looks like he's caught in a misstatement. I get all that, but all of it to me is irrelevant. Our people are home. Iran has its money.
They've taken three more cents. They've taken three more cents, including one 2 days ago.
Who'd they take?
I don't know his name. He was taken. He was an Iranian-American who was just walking around. They said, we've taken him
under
suspicion in Iran. That's what happens. It perpetuates more. And the thing is,
I get your feeling, but I think that the Iran situation is unique in the world.
Because we signed a terrible agreement.
I disagree.
All right. When we come back, Geraldo comes my direction.
Getting past all the rhetoric. Kilmeade and Friends. The candidates are making their stands. The people are making their choice.
Record crowds, record votes.
This has been a crazy political season.
Education, immigration, healthcare, the economy, and our security. Our future hangs in the balance, and you need the facts.
Powerful reports, exclusive interviews.
Every angle covered, all of the fallout.
Powerful, fair, and balanced coverage.
No one can bring it to you
like the Fox News Channel.
That's why we are most watched and most trusted.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Shepard Smith Reporting is a new way to get the news. They're breaking news now on Fox News Channel. I'm excited about this because my role has changed a lot. I'm kind of acting as quarterback, and I get to call the shot.
I'll talk about that, and I'll talk about this.
We're trying to be game changers. We've created all of this so that we can get news fast, accurate, fair, and balanced. We want to lead the pack. More of today's top headlines from the Fox News desk. Now is the time for Shepard Smith Reporting. Tune in to Shepard Smith Reporting, weekdays on the Fox News Channel.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
TV cop shows like Homicide, New York Undercover, and NYPD Blue? Well, one of the best of the group, NYPD Blue, first aired in 1990 and continues in reruns today. Mike Post wrote the theme.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Obviously, when you're inside that 24-hour period and you already now have concerns about the end game in terms of getting your Americans out, it would have been foolish, imprudent, irresponsible for us not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
In basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Game over. What he told, what the president said on August 5th, what everyone said
in the past.
Get
over it. Get over it.
I'm not over it.
You have the Americans. The Americans are home, Brian.
But
you have to be ruthlessly pragmatic in this world.
What do you say to the family of Robin Shahani?
I don't know that
story. Who's been captive in Iran since July is being charged with jeopardizing Iran's security.
What do you say to the families of the Iranian passengers on the commercial airliner that was shot down by the Vincennes?
Shahini lives in San Diego but traveled to Iran to visit his sick mother. Why wouldn't you start grabbing? This is the third American that's been grabbed since this deal was signed.
There's much more money of Iran's that the U.S. holds. And every time they do something like this, they're going to get screwed. The bolts will tighten, and the more they will be alienated from the family of nations. If they want progress, and their people are needy and in demand right now, then they'll ease up. There is an extraordinarily difficult situation right now in the Middle East between the Sunni Arab powers, the Sunni Arab community, and the Persians, the Shiite Iran. It's the bloodshed, the displacement, the disruption. This is a very, very volatile area that is affecting the whole history of mankind. And I think that to focus on Iran as the boogeyman, when I think Saudi Arabia is clearly the enemy of U.S. interests in a far more profound way than Iran ever was, I think
that's
is
so
really misguided.
Yeah, I mean, Iran and no gems, but at least the government we can deal with. I think it's the problem is a lot of the rebels and the radicals in which they train. They have 100,000 Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq. 100,000. As we take back these towns, we're turning them over to Shia governments in Sunni areas.
I'm not sure if that's the case in Fallujah and Ramadi. Two towns I know very well. As I understand it, the Sunni tribes that fought alongside us have basically retained or regained their power in those Sunni triangle
with
towns.
Government-backed officials? Shia-led
I think there is no way the Shia will give the Sunnis a fair shake in Iraq absent U.S. pressure. I think that's clear.
Right, which is, we've taken our foot off the gas. In the big picture.
We certainly have, and I think that President Obama has to answer for that.
In a week, when we see you again, you might be wearing a tie. Your opinion about where the polls will be, your prediction. We're going to record this, all right, Eric? Your prediction 1 week from today.
1 week from today, Hillary Clinton will still be in the lead, but it will be within the margin of error. It will be within 4 points.
I had a chance to talk to Jesse Waters. I'm doing a Sunday show yesterday. So I'm going to go down and tape a Sunday show. Yesterday we taped a segment. Some of the Lochte story we discussed is a little out of date. Geraldo, we didn't get to that, but clearly they're swamping all the other Olympic stories, and it's a shame. We'll talk about that when we come back. Geraldo Rivera, your mission now?
My mission now is to get on my boat.
Get on your boat. I'm so jealous.
Maybe Lochte can come just be isolated from the
world. He might need a lifeguard job from you one day. He's not getting a sponsorship.
He's still as good in the Speedo.
He's Geraldo. Not as good as me.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money. And it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A World War II veteran from Wisconsin makes the Dean's List for proving it's never too late to get your high school diploma. 90-year-old Don Minot said that he felt the need to serve his country during the war rather than to stick around to complete high school. He signed up for the Army in 1943 and fought in World War II. When he came home, he focused on working and providing for his family. But getting that diploma was something he always wanted to do. So Don's son, Mike, called the principal of Two Rivers High School to see what he could do. Principal Larry Schlosser reviewed the stipulations on awarding veterans diplomas and got approval from the school board.
On behalf of Two Rivers Public Schools, we wish to give you your high school diploma.
The document was awarded in a small reception with Don's family, including his wife of 70 years, Judy.
It's been a long time coming.
Don Minot, not only did you get your diploma, but you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Honest commentary, no agenda. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
What do you think Hillary's good qualities are?
She has a nice smile, I guess. That's a good quality, no?
You have a thing for Hillary?
Well,
she's been in politics and in the White House for a long time.
So she's a lifelong politician. What do you think Trump's good qualities are?
I think he's opinionated. He's uncorruptible.
He's funny.
Are you laughing with him?
Adam.
All right, there you go. That is a little of Jesse Waters, a little bit what you'll see when you watch him Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 and 2 o'clock in the morning. You'll see him over and over again. And let's be honest, Jesse Waters is one of these hosts who will watch himself all weekend long. Like, you put a show on, a lot of people, like if you go up to Bill O'Reilly doesn't watch himself. He knows what he does. But Jesse Waters will watch his show
it's
over and over again.
The exact opposite. Were you ever at the Yankee game? We were at a suite, and the whole Factor staff was there, and it was rained out, and Bill said, put my show on, and he stood there in front of the TV and watched Talking Points in silence kidding? During the rain out.
Is that true?
In the suite.
That is not true.
I should have taken a photo.
Well, actually, I was one time riding home from the Met Yankee game with him in the same car, and we did quiet down when his show came on.
You got to listen to it on the radio.
The last 15 minutes, yeah. But you know what? It's a good show, and he's proud of it. For me, I don't even want to check the monitor when I'm on television.
Yeah, you don't like how you look, right?
Right. Well, no, I do. I find myself attractive, but just not. It's not something I mean, I always find out that I'll see problems.
We all see the same problems that you do. And I'd like to make a special announcement. Brian, not satisfied with being on Fox News 5 days a week,
right,
will now be on 7 days a week because he'll be appearing on Waters World Saturday and Sunday.
Do you know how? Any idea how I'll do?
You can't do any worse than most of my guests.
Okay, fine. I think that was somewhat of a compliment. Now, Jesse's got his own show on the weekends. You watch him on the Five all week. You watch him out and outnumbered as well, and, of course, on the O'Reilly Factor. What were we just hearing, Jesse?
So we went to the beach and asked people the pros and cons of Hillary and Donald Trump. And then this weekend you'll see me at a Renaissance fair where I do some fencing. I ride a camel. Do some archery, and we quiz people. Right. I go to the Dominican Day Parade and bust out some dance moves.
Wow.
And I also go to Martha's Vineyard, and that's one of my toughest assignments.
Because that's where the president is.
That's where he is golfing and not commenting on the chaos in Milwaukee.
How about the floods in Louisiana?
Flooding. You know, if Bush was on the ranch and hadn't said a word about these two issues, he'd be getting killed right now.
Absolutely, and it's been pointed out before. Now the president says, I'm going to end my vacation early. And he's going to come back and talk about the floods. It's bad. How about that? Jesse Waters here for a couple of reasons. Number one, Jesse, your show is a good mix. It's a mix of you out in the field as well as the unscripted situation in studio. Is that your idea?
The whole thing is unscripted.
That's a good point.
It's all my idea. I get full credit for everything. I had no help putting the show together whatsoever. I don't have producers. It's just me. I'm in the control room, and then I run down to the set.
So what you're saying is you totally reject my question. Instead of rolling with it, you led the critique by question. I like my question.
It's a great question. No,
because I want to know about the mix. Not many people have that mix.
That's true. So we got to give the people what they want. They want the packages. They want to see me out in the field with people. But they also want to hear my insightful commentary. So we try to give them a little bit of both.
Wow. It's amazing. You only have an hour. I mean, it's so much. When you go out and do a shoot and don't give any of it to the factor, is that a problem?
Yes. don't tell Bill. I have a show this weekend because you're going to be like, you're burning it on the weekends, Waters.
And then, no one watches.
I keep the good stuff for the factor.
I told you one time I interviewed Pete Rose when he was at the period when he was saying he didn't bet on anything, mm-hmm. didn't bet on baseball. So he goes, I heard you did an interview with Pete Rose. He goes, yeah. He goes, what'd you do? I go, I aired it on my show. He goes, don't you want people to see it? But he was serious.
Yeah, he was serious. And I only actually invite Bill on when I need ratings. He does deliver the ratings. Right. But I have you on this weekend, so we don't need ratings.
Well, now I really feel...
No pressure.
Yeah, I feel a lot of pressure. So, listen, Jesse, can we surf the news just a little bit?
Let's surf.
So, we have... It's impossible not to notice how well we're doing in the Olympics and how much people feared the Olympics were going to go into the toilet because Rio has turned into a mess.
Right.
Pollution-wise, money-wise, corruption. They impeached their president.
Mm-hmm.
They impeached their former president. They're impeaching everybody. The guy in charge, one guy who's a comedian who actually ran to be president, almost won. He had no platform. Sounds similar.
Maybe you should go down to Brazil, Brian.
I'm thinking about it. Portuguese is my native tongue. So having said that, this whole thing with this swimming, this Ryan Lochte and this swimming situation, is this astounding to you?
It is.
You're allowed to leave the Olympic Village. You're allowed to go to a club after doing astoundingly well in the Olympics. Blow off some steam, but yet even though they felt as though they felt compelled, they had to lie about a robbery that seems to have not happened. How does this make sense to you?
I mean, Lochte is lying and changing his story already. He's like Hillary of the Olympics.
Right.
I think this, and he also fled the authorities, so he is really like Hillary. And
with a supermodel, though.
Right, and he's looking for gold, too.
Yes.
I think this is the first time most people have cared about the Olympics. It's kind of been a flat Olympics.
Right.
And I think people are interested because it's scandalous and because Ryan Lochte is such a brilliant guy. His alibi fell apart in about 48 hours.
Right.
So nothing good happens after 2 a.m., especially in Rio.
Well, here is, first off, can we hear the alibi first? So Billy Bush is walking around the boardwalk,
yeah.
And, you know, he's halfway between Access. He's still doing Access Hollywood, Access Live, and he's also on the Today Show. So he's with his buddy, and he realized, this Ryan Lochte, I heard he was robbed the other day, and they grabbed an iPhone, I think, and here's the interview. Here is Billy Bush trying to find out what happened.
We got pulled over in our taxi, and these guys came out with a badge. A police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over, they pulled out their gun, they told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not getting down on the ground. And then the guy
pulled out his gun.
Right.
He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and said, get down. And I was like, I put
it
my
sounds
hand
good.
Up.
It also sounds like an episode of Law and Order, or Murder, She Wrote.
I like how he embellishes his own lie to make himself look
even better. Now it looks like it didn't happen at all. It looks like a gas station brawl or something. But they detained our swimmers.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like how they detained our swimmers. Right. I think Obama needs to send some SEALs down there and get these swimmers out of the country.
Well, one thing, can any country show us respect?
I know, really. I mean, this is like the Marine in Mexico all over again. We're just going to let these guys sit there and get interrogated.
Right.
Do something, John Kerry.
Yeah.
And the reason Billy Bush got this interview, he was roaming the beach by himself, it's because Matt Lauer won't talk to him.
Yeah, did you read this
I
story?
Heard that, too. Lauer's like icing him out. He's not hanging with him, so Billy's out on his lonesome,
yeah.
But scored a great interview.
So I read
sticking
the,
it to Lauer.
I know. So, I don't know. I guess he's new to this. He's a very talented guy. He's very
yes.
funny. I know him a little bit. But he does a great job in almost every situation. He's not going to be intimidated. He's a natural on the Today Show. Matt Lauer's got $50 million, gets $50 million a week.
Mm-hmm.
He does not need the money anymore. No one's pushing him out. The controversy's over. You should be embracing, but evidently no one talks to him. He's not invited out to drinks. He's not invited to dinner.
I know.
This is so he's forced to hang
Lauer,
out.
Lauer's a mean girl.
But here's the good news.
Yeah.
He hangs out with Kid Hoover. Do you know Kid Hoover?
Yeah, she used to work here.
She's a lot of fun.
She's great.
So if Matt Lauer wouldn't hang out with me, I'd rather choose Kid Hoover.
That's an easy choice. And then Lauer bigfooted him last night on NBC. He did the one-on-one with Costas. He said he called Lochte. Lochte changed his story. So if I was Billy Bush, I'd be a little pissed about getting bigfooted by Matt.
Right, but he is does have a bigger foot. Here's a little.
I wouldn't know, Brian.
Right, here's a little of Matt Lauer talking about the story. Here's what he said. Cut 27.
He was very tired. He was shocked that this has happened. He talked about that surveillance tape of the athletes
yeah.
returning to the athletes' village at 7 o'clock or so. The judge says they were joking and very casual. He says we weren't joking. If anything, we were in shock. I just had a gun pointed at me. That had never happened before. And by the way, I asked him pointedly. I
yeah.
said, there are skeptics who think this story was concocted to hide some kind of other embarrassing
yeah.
behavior, something you didn't want people to know about. Were you with someone you shouldn't be with? He was adamant about that, Hody.
Huh.
He said, no, that didn't happen. We wouldn't make this story up. We were victims, and we're lucky and happy to be safe.
He's like OJ. He's like, the timeline doesn't work out. They got him on video. There's blood in the Bronco. It's just embarrassing. This lie was not a great lie by Lochte.
Right, but by the way, so if it turns out he got in a brawl at a gas station, still I don't see the controversy. You know, he comes back. They said he was so. Has this ever happened to you? You're so drunk you can't even remember. So you make up a story and you don't feel bad about it. Because you were so drunk you don't even remember.
Happens to me every night.
Does it every night?
Every night.
So, I mean, that's basically the story. But the thing is, you trained for 4 years.
Right.
You did fantastic. You are allowed to go to whatever club is outside the Olympic Village.
Where is his bodyguards? We got to get the bodyguards with these guys. But he fled the country with the gold. So you got to give him that.
Right.
He escaped with the gold.
How much time do I have left in this segment? Do you know, Allison? Is anyone even timing this? Okay. What I'm going to do is take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you this question. Don't answer it now. I want you to think about it. Do you believe in life, if you have a goal, and also in that goal you have a plan B, like a second goal, do you think that helps or hurts you achieve your first goal? When we come back, Jesse Waters answers that question. Does a safety net actually prevent you from reaching your number one goal? Think about that.
Brian Kilmeade, working up a sweat to bring you the latest news and opinion.
It's hard to look good and make sense when people are staring at your sweaty body.
Try not to stare. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410. Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-822-3341. That's 800-822-3341.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-822-3341.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Talk.
Black Americans have not prospered economically.
Yeah, we have.
Well, you have, obviously.
Yeah, no, a lot of us have. You try to say we haven't, but we have.
Black incomes and black home ownership down under this president.
We cannot put anything totally responsibility on him whatsoever.
Still Bush's fault, right?
It's so many other presidents' faults before him, and he had a lot of mopping up to do when he got to the White House.
My opinion, he's black only when it's convenient. Get into the Chicago neighborhood. How come we've had thousands of murders? And where's his talk about that?
Do you think the president has been confronted by a lot of racism throughout his presidency?
Yeah, racism is a part of America.
When you hear his name called by certain people, they say Obama. They don't even say president. That is just so disrespectful.
Do you ever say Bush?
Aha!
Exactly. The people love to go for that double standard. That's Jesse Waters out and about on location in Martha's Vineyard.
A grueling assignment. 20-minute flight there. A nude beach was involved. A lot of shellfish. It's really the toughest assignment I've ever had.
Jesse's show is going to be on these little excerpts from his show, which I'll be on. I'm pretty much featured on. I'm in every block until I get on. You're like, when is he coming on? When's he coming on? Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 2 o'clock in the morning. Jesse Waters, you'll be have a chance to see him. But, Jesse, here's what I do know.
Yes.
You have a young family.
Yes.
You have twins.
Yes.
So when you say on a Saturday, going to Martha's Vineyard, you know, it's kind of a hard assignment. But you are away from your family. Your wife's got to make other plans. It's not the most popular thing in the world when you're going to do shoots, right?
It's better when I say I have to go to Vermont in January on a stakeout. Then she doesn't feel bad.
Which, by the way,
but when I come back with a deep tan and, like, a little hungover, she's a little angry.
Right. But we got through that. So what else are we going to see on the show this week?
So we're going to see, besides you.
Yes.
We're going to see Kimberly Guilfoyle's making an appearance.
Really?
Hopefully she doesn't overshadow you too much.
What's the attraction?
Her mind.
Oh, that's true.
Very, very sharp wit.
Yep.
And we have Carrie Prejean. Do you remember the beauty queen who got dumped by Trump?
Sure.
But she has kind of a window into Trump's mind. So we're going to take a look at that.
What is she doing now?
We're going to find out.
Okay, fine.
But a lot of other new guests and, you know, myself included, I'm the star of the show. So try not to talk over me too much.
Right.
Brian.
Do you have your own dressing room? Like, I mean, do you have like a room where Jesse's room, Jesse Waters' room, don't approach?
It has a big star on it. Do
right.
not dare knock.
And
okay?
you take it off Monday. It's just on the
weekends.
Heavily
okay. guarded.
Hey, so did you have goals in your life?
This was my plan B, Brian. I'm sitting down now talking to you. This is because my real goal didn't happen.
Yeah, nobody with Cavuto didn't want you on the business channel. So
this is my fallback.
I put you on.
You're
okay.
looking at it.
So a lot of people say maybe your plan B was to be a big successful TV star. Is that your plan A or B?
This is not my plan. I just like television because I like to watch television. And
you were a producer.
I was a producer. Bill just told me what to do, and I followed strict orders. And then he told me to go on camera, and I did it. And apparently I was okay at it. So here we are.
So didn't Porter do this for a while, too?
Porter and I were our ambush twins. We used to go out and track bad guys down,
right.
chase them all over the street and confront them about injustice. We were the golden boys of the factor. We had a competition. And I think I was winning. I had ambushed more people until the very end. Porter Berry, producer of The Five and Hannity, ambushed Angelina Jolie on the last day and took the crown from me.
So he over ambushed.
He ambushed
himself right off
the
show.
You know what? It's like when you hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer. It didn't really count, but we gave it to him. And the only way I could salvage the victory, he said, was to hug O'Reilly. So shamelessly, I went up to Bill in the pod and said, Bill, the only way I can win the Golden Boy Challenge is if I give you a hug. And I went for it, and he dodged it, and it was humiliating.
What did he do?
He recoiled in horror.
Did he laugh?
No, he did not. He grunted and walked the other way.
Can I say I feel awkward, and it was 10 years ago.
It was so awkward.
Well, let me just say, poor Porter has been forced to executive produce 2 shows now.
Yes.
Right? He, you know what? It would have been much, much more glamour doing what you're doing. So here's the study. This is a study from the Jian Shin School of the Wisconsin School of Business at the University of Wisconsin, which is the best place to have the University of Wisconsin Business School. they did a study.
Yes.
And it turns out making plans, usually thought to be a good thing, having a backup plan, usually thought to be a good thing, makes you feel less nervous about the future, therefore not desperate enough to make your goals happen. Therefore, the worst thing you could do in life, and tell this to your spouse, the worst thing we could have, honey, is a plan B. So if I fail, I want to fail in a big way.
That's
no
right.
net. No plan B.
Dennis Miller said he likes the idea of no welfare because he likes the desperation that is, if you fail, you could die.
Right.
He likes the feeling of no net underneath. So I think that's a good thing because it keeps people on their toes.
Governor,
it keeps them hungry and scrappy.
So Governor Hickenlooper is on our show. He was at the convention, and he wrote his book about how he started, and he just spun off. He had a successful career, got fired, and he goes, I've always wanted to open up a restaurant, and he also have a beer place. And it got really desperate. He had no money, took out all these loans, and they're about to open, and they got all these problems. People pitched in at the last minute. They're able to get the vats going, and they're making their own beer. It took a couple of years, but they finally made it. And I go, wow, it must be so great to get away from that stress, he said. Best time of my life.
So
knowing that if I lost, I lose everything. best time of his life.
That's how my job is here. If I get fired from Fox News, I have no skills. Brian, I can't do simple arithmetic.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why I'm not on Wall Street.
Can you fix anything?
I hire handyman around the house. I could drive Ubers. That's all I could probably do.
So, I mean,
I have no skill set besides what you see on television.
Stock market?
No.
Wall Street? No.
No. The one investment I made on the stock market tanked, and I've never done that again. I've been fired from several jobs, fired from bellhopping, fired from being a waiter.
Right.
And
how do you get fired from a bellhop? Everyone's bags are on rollers now. They don't even need you.
I left the job mid-shift to chase a girl.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's hard to plead your case.
Yeah, she was pretty good looking.
Did you get her?
Yeah.
Marry her?
No.
So it's probably a story you shouldn't have told.
It's okay. My wife's not listening, Brian.
No,
sorry to let you down. She doesn't tune into the show.
Mrs. Waters doesn't listen? Oh, wow. That hurts. But come on. You can still listen to the radio. It's the perfect venue. Well, with two kids, you have to watch television. Oh, Jesse's not on. Shut down everything?
No, she doesn't watch me either.
Doesn't
which
care.
Is a good thing.
Jesse Waters' show will be on Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, and 2 o'clock in the morning, unless he does something stupid and gets fired, at which time you will find him in a soup kitchen.
I could be fired after this.
Right. And watch me on that show. Forget about Jesse. Brian Kilmeade's on Jesse Waters' show. Jesse, thanks so much. You seem nice.
Thank you very much. You seem nice, too.
Keep it here. Kilmeade and friends. Stay within yourself.
We're mixing business with politics to give you the bigger picture on Fox Business Network, featuring dynamic political programming that has more people tuning in than ever before. Special reports from the Team Viewers Trust, Bartiromo, Regan, Dobbs, and Cavuto. And from the debates right up to the election, expert insight and smart analysis you won't find anywhere else. For political coverage that's on the money, it's got to be Fox Business Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A bombing at a wedding in southeastern Turkey Saturday killed at least 30 people, injured nearly 100 others. No one's reclaiming responsibility so far. Donald Trump says he wants the Republican Party to be a home for African-American voters.
I want a totally inclusive country, and I want an inclusive party.
At a rally in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Trump said historically the GOP hasn't done well in that demographic.
Outreach to the African-American community is in an area where the Republican Party must do better.
Earlier in the day, Saturday, Trump met with his new Hispanic Advisory Council. A growing wildfire in Central California forcing the closure of the historic Hearst Castle. Cal Fire spokeswoman Emily Hjortstorf says evacuation orders are in place for two communities north of Lake Nacimiento because of the chimney fire.
The San Luis Obispo County has an evacuation order in place
The Christmas Cove and Oak Shores communities are in that evacuation order.
Lake Nacimiento is about 180 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Just about a month before the first presidential debate, and correspondent Linda Kenyon tells us moderators have yet to be named.
The Nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates tells The Hill it will make the decision on moderators for the debates by the end of August at the earliest. The commission is led by former head of the Republican National Committee, Frank Fahrenkopf, and former press secretary for President Bill Clinton, Mike McCurry. The commission bills itself as nonpartisan and has sponsored all of the presidential debates since 1988.
First debate scheduled September 26th. An annual anti-violence event in Newark, New Jersey, was marred by two separate shootings that left two men dead and a woman seriously injured. Shootings came just hours after city officials launched the fifth annual 24 Hours of Peace celebration. News and analysis at townhall.com.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does. They want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
The answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S. aviation regulators upgraded Indonesia's safety rating, clearing the way for its airlines to fly to North America after nearly a decade of being barred.
The Federal Aviation Administration says its assessment, completed in March, found that safety oversight by Indonesia's Civil Aviation Authority complied with international standards. The agency says the decision means Indonesian airlines, which get necessary approvals, can fly to the U.S. and codeshare with U.S. airlines. The FAA downgraded Indonesia in April 2007. Indonesian airlines were also barred from flying to Europe from 2007 to 2009.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Indonesia is one of the fastest growing air travel markets in the world. U.S. decision is a potential boost for national carrier Garuda, which is the Indonesian airline that is most likely to start regular flights to U.S. destinations. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities in Alaska say they have no plans to hunt down a bear that mauled two wilderness guides who were leading cruise ship passengers on a hiking excursion in the Tongass National Forest.
Alaska State Troopers say the attack occurred after the group from the cruise vessel Wilderness Explorer came between the female animal and its cub on Thursday at a trail about 30 miles north of Sitka. Sitka District Ranger Perry Edwards says Forest Service law enforcement officers and state wildlife troopers have determined the attack was a defensive, non-predatory move. He says bears are common in the area, which is near a salmon stream. Patrick Frost reporting.
Most restrictions on flights between the U.S. and Mexico will be lifted on Sunday, a change expected to bring more options and possibly lower prices for travelers. American, Delta, and Southwest already announced they'll offer new flights across the border later this year. United's watching the demand for flights and will respond accordingly, they say. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
There's no better time than today to head into Renting Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
broadcasting from the number one news network in North America. It's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
The payment of the $400 million was not done until after prisoners were released. I'm not disputing that.
You're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released.
That's correct.
Anyone who tries to pretend that this wasn't ransom, I think, is now just denying the facts. This is not good for Americans overseas.
I think the real issue here is not the fact that we did ransom. It's that they lied, and they lie shamelessly, and they lie when the lie is uncovered.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate, you don't choose the right words, or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
That's the kind of Trump that will make the Clinton campaign wake up and say this race is not over yet.
There can be moments that reshuffle the campaign that might just possibly, under some circumstances, get him elected.
The reality is Ryan Lochte and his friends were there breaking property, damaging, destroying property at the gas station, and then leaving without paying.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Brian Kilmeade here. Hope you're having a great day. This hour, Don Yeager will be with us talking about great teams, 16 things high-performing organizations do differently. That they do use is actually great teams to talk about that, well, how to make your life better. And we'll talk about this latest stuff with Ryan Lochte. We also have some breaking news to go over, and I'll share that with you shortly. Mike Baker's here to my immediate left, and clearly he knows there is no dress code on radio. 1-866-408-7669. We'll give you the breaking news in a moment, so let's get started with our Big Three.
Brian's Big Three.
Donald Trump made a great speech last night. To me, it was the best of the election cycle, but he's just stepped on it with, maybe he had no control of this, the resignation of Paul Manafort from the Trump campaign. Man, unbelievable. Listen, it's been a positive week, but it's been a shake-up week on the Trump camp. Is it for the better? Weigh in.
Number two.
What's with Hillary? She's a blameaholic. Now it's Colin Powell's fault that she used her private email server. Are you kidding me? Colin Powell had an email address and could only email inside the State Department. It's a little different than your era, Mrs. Clinton. Next, we're going to be hearing about Hillary Clinton and a little problem with candor when it comes to the Clinton Foundation. There's some movement on that.
Number one.
And Mr. President, can you curb your golf game? Is that at all possible? There's a flood ravaging Louisiana, and you're playing with the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Please, talk about a double standard. You would think, I know this isn't Katrina level, but there is not one negative article about the president not showing up or giving his vacation a day off to go out and get his job done in the entire New York Times story. In fact, the front page is even about Donald Trump's speech. It's about how, if he fails, the down ticket, what the effect will be. And joining us now is Mike Baker, knows things politics, spent the best years of his life, clearly the best years of his life, as a in the CIA. And these are his waning years.
I'm on a downward slope now.
Right, that's what the intro says. He's president of diligence, which means he works hard and he's conscientious.
That's very true, actually.
Right, yeah, a global intelligence security firm.
It is.
And the thing is about Mike, when he's not available, he's working. Working at doing stuff he can't talk about.
It makes a great radio interview, doesn't it?
It does. All right, Mike, just nod if I'm getting close. First off, I know you do. I want to talk about Iran. Mm. I absolutely want to talk about that horrific picture of that little child, 2 years old, with blood coming off his head, sitting on the front page of the Times, videos on FoxNews.com. 400,000 are dead, Mike, and I want to talk to you about it because so many are children, because people think they're all 25-year-old would-be terrorists. They're not. I want to talk about the Paul Manafort leaving. I mean, you're not a political operative, but but Manafort is. Do you believe this has anything to do with his ties to Russia that were exposed and not denied?
Well, I'm sure the New York Times will claim that it does because they gleefully documented the alleged ties with the Ukrainian government in terms of lobbying. Now, look, there's a lot of Washington lobbyists that have deals signed with foreign governments and foreign entities, including the Podesta Group, Tony and John Podesta, who have lobbied for Russia's most influential bank, Sberbank. And John, of course, chairman of Hillary's campaign, Tony, a major fundraiser for Hillary. But that doesn't apparently warrant any attention. I think Manafort probably left because he's like a lot of people who sit atop an organization. You bring in more people to sit on top of the organization with you, and it's going to piss piss you off.
But here's the thing is, Mike, it also shows he's me first. If things are as they appear, he's not about the team.
Right.
He knows how this is perceived. He knows Donald Trump is coming off the best week as a campaigner and the best speech as a candidate, yet he decides to take the news from him at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a disaster for them, and as you mentioned earlier, they can't get out of their own way. It seems like there's one self-inflicted wound after another.
Here's this statement that's just been handed to me because you wouldn't get up and get it. We had to have Pete come in himself.
I didn't know it was my job.
Oh, okay. This morning, Paul Manafort offered, and I accepted his resignation from the campaign. I am very appreciative for his work in helping to get us where we are today, and in particular, his work guiding us through the delegate and convention process. Paul is a true professional, and I wish him the greatest success. He replaced Corey Lewandowski. You know who we should get on the phone, guys? Michael Caputo. He was the one who wrote Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead when Lewandowski was fired. So he fired himself, which happens.
Yep.
And he thought Manafort running the organization would be great. He hasn't been. I don't think he's been great. I mean, the convention went fine, but it depends on what the candidate's doing or not doing. But bottom line is, candidate's been better since Kellyanne went on top. And it seemingly this guy from Breitbart went up top.
Well, gave him a jolt. It seemed as if over the past couple of days the narrative was changing. But, yeah, if I were you, I would get Manafort on the phone. That's what I would do if I was running the show.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're trying to get the actual newsmakers on?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know how this whole thing works, but I'd go straight for that one.
If you want to do that, that's kind of a weird thing. But, you know, if you have this instinct.
I'll talk to him. I got some ins. I'll talk to him. I'll see what he says. You look at this, and I honestly believe it comes down to human nature. Again, and guys that are in this business are extremely type A, highly tightly wound. And you bring in, two other people who are clearly taking the limelight, and Manafort looks at it and goes, look, I got no upside for sticking around.
Mike Baker's here. He's got an upside to sticking around. Mm. At least that's what his manager and agent told him. Well, it was hard to book you for the show. He's got so much into so much infrastructure.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to talk a little bit about what your real expertise is, and that's the 100,000 Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq. Geraldo didn't think this is a big deal. I think it's a huge deal. As we win back Fallujah and Ramadi and get close to Mosul, America should be sobered up to the fact that this isn't good news necessarily.
Yeah, and it's not really our fight anymore. The amazing thing here is, and it gets very little attention, is that Iran has more influence now in the Middle East than they've had in modern times. The idea that somehow that isn't a paradigm shift for us is astounding. So we're continuing to sort of throw out this narrative that we're the lead dog in all of this, that we're directing Middle East policy, that we have leverage in the region. We have almost no leverage in the region. Look, the Russian ties to Iran are phenomenal at this point. The fact that they were flying missions off of Iranian bases into Syria is astounding, and the Pentagon and the intel community rightly understands exactly how serious that is. The Russians have military ties now with Egypt. They have military ties with Iraq. Their only port for their Black Sea fleet is sitting in Syria. They're not going to give that up. They're not going to watch Assad go. So, they're on the ground. We have to deal with that reality, but we have to understand that our interests and the Russian interests are in no way aligned. And people say, well, but we're both fighting ISIS. Well, yes, but, for different reasons, essentially. And occasionally, if our interests do align, it only happens for a very brief period of time. So we have to be very careful about how we deal with this problem on the ground there. And the fact of the matter is, we have very little leverage anymore. We are not the lead dog. So when Secretary Kerry talks about how he wants to direct traffic out there, he's just blowing smoke.
He is, and we're not that stupid. Now that the Russians are taking over military bases in Iran or renting them or just using them to bomb in Syria, they are now located inside Syria with a friendly government. They're now located inside Iran with a friendly government, flying over Iraq with Iran, with very friendly, heavily influenced Iraqi government. Basically, we give up the money, we give up our guys, and we have allowed this administration to hand over key elements and key influence in the region and pretend as if it's no big deal.
And we still talk about this nuclear deal as if it somehow is the cornerstone of President Obama's foreign policy legacy. And yet, you look at what we have gotten in return, and it basically is nothing. There is nothing that we are gaining from this nuclear deal.
He says we stopped the nuclear progression for 10 years.
That's just a load of crap. I mean, essentially, our verification process is is thin at best. And so the idea that somehow we are on top of this and that we understand exactly where they're going with their programs inside Iran is naive or willfully ignorant.
We had more access in Saddam's Iraq than we seem to have in this Ayatollah's Iran.
Right. Yeah.
And how did that go? How did the inspection process go there?
Yeah. No, it's always been a problem. The teams have never had, whether it's our teams or whether it's UN, never had transparency on this issue. And somehow we want to act as if we will now because we've done this deal. Look, the Iranians played, you know, the hand very, very well. And you look at what they're doing with the Russians right now. There is a very real political point that they're making here by having the Russians fly military operations off of Iranian bases. It's not necessarily for operational reasons. The Russians can, you know, they can manage their long-range bombers from inside their own country. They're doing it for a political purpose, and it basically is jabbing at us. And the Iranians understand that. The Turks understand it when the Turks make overtures to the Russians now and start working together in a closer alliance. If what we want to do is step off the world stage completely, as President Obama seems
exactly
to want
what
to
he's
do,
doing.
Yeah, then fine, then we great. Let's just turn inward and focus. But we have to understand what that means for the rest of the world. And it means chaos. It means a number of crises that weren't here 7 or 8 years ago. And you know, so I'm hoping that the next administration, you know, whomever that is, understands the importance of we have. If we're not at the top of the food chain, somebody else is going to rush to take that position.
Admiral Kirby was forced to address the $400 million that was delivered before we get our hostages released. The president on August 5th laughed and was smug when asked, "I told you about this money." But let's listen to him drill down on this. Cut 11.
Obviously, when you're inside that 24-hour period and you already now have concerns about the end game in terms of getting your Americans out, it would have been foolish, imprudent, irresponsible for us not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
In basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Mike, you're in this business in the CIA. Could you make heads or tails of that insider speak?
No, it's almost as confusing as Ryan Lochte's story, frankly. It's almost the same.
I'll tell you, I'll take this over the Lochte story. This is more transparent than that, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? Admiral Kirby should have just, like, gone with the Lochte line and just saying, whatever. He's got to be the most uncomfortable person.
Admiral Kirby.
Yeah. But, you know, he chose to take this job shilling for the administration. So that's, you know, and I definitely respect his service. But at the same time, this is absurd. You know, everybody with any common sense, you didn't have to spend a lot of time in the world of counterterrorism or kidnapping ransom extortion business to understand what this was. And they just I don't even know where to go with it other than the fact that, you know,
it is
clearly,
what it appears.
It's absolutely. I mean, it absolutely is. You've got the payment. You've got the hostages. Everybody else knew it. It didn't matter what the administration
called. We saw the money come in on pallets on an unmarked jet.
And it wasn't important what we thought. It was important what the rest of the world thought, and particularly what the Iranians thought. And the Iranians came right out and said, yeah, this was ransom. So that's what's important, their perception.
In July, we had another American taken.
Yes. Yes. Look, this, you know, there's logical reasons to spin stories occasionally, but not when it's just sitting right out there for the rest of the world to see and for the population to understand this. But the amazing thing is people don't seem to care. It's just as if it's like the story that we just finished talking about, the mess in the Middle East. People don't attach that to President Obama. It's like the pictures of this poor, sad child, right, the Syrian child sitting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and the Times. Can you imagine? That would be tied directly to President Bush if he was in power still.
2 seconds.
And nothing seems to matter here.
Right.
People don't seem to care.
I think Hillary said it best.
What difference at this point does it make?
We'll see if it matters.
You've got that on continuous loop, don't you?
Thank you.
You got that at your fingertips.
Mike, I think we helped the audience with this segment, but I don't think it helped our relationship. There's a little bit of distrust between
us. You don't feel closer?
Not really. Yeah. But you were good. It made sense.
Well, I was good. I was good. That's better because the last time, I mean, I think you said I kind of blew. I think you sucked, I think is what you said. But
I think you filled in for me last time you were here, and I think you will again.
That's never going to happen, is it? Or
Mike Baker, when he's not here, he's saving the world.
Thank you.
And when he's here, I'm a little sad. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-822-3341. That's 800-822-3341.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-822-3341.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the River.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a job, you've got a job. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. We've got a few moments with Don Yeager. His book, Great Team, 16 Things High-Performing Organizations Do Differently, and he studied these great teams. Don is my partner. We're co-authors of Thomas Jefferson, The Tripoli Pirates, George Washington's Secret Six. Don, this is an awesome book.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Brian. It was a lot of fun to do.
It was also following the story about Paul Manafort resigning from the Trump campaign as Donald Trump puts down his plane in Louisiana to visit the flood victims. Great Team, 16 Things High-Performing Organizations Do. How can sports help tell this story?
Well, I think that actually sports is the ultimate metaphor for a successful organization, any kind of, whether it's a business or a family, because again, in sports, you have to learn how to win, you have to learn how to lose, right? You have to learn how to give something of yourself for your teammate. All of those things that are required in sports really are required in any kind of an environment, including a political campaign, if we want to tie it in there.
Right. And would you start with Coach K taking over, along with Jerry Colangelo, the USA men's basketball program, the Olympic team?
Yeah.
Why start there?
Well, because to me it was one of the more fascinating turnarounds. I mean, if you think about it, we had the Dream Team in 92. Everybody remembers them, best collection of talent ever to wear the same jersey. But a mere decade later, as we talked about this morning on Fox and Friends, they were sixth in the world. So they went Dream Team to sixth in the world in a decade. And that happens to a lot of organizations because you get cocky, right? You get sure, we are at the top of this. We're at the top of the ratings chart. We're wherever it is. No one can touch us. We don't have to do the hard work anymore. And then when we hit sixth in the world, you have to build it back up. And so I was fascinated by that rebuild. I think that that's a really interesting lesson for a lot of businesses.
And the rebuild was that you had to give all these multimillionaires who are very rich in their own right playing for their careers a reason to play. And the reason that you had to get everybody on the same page, get the why in there.
Correct.
Why are we doing this?
Right.
And Coach K says because we're America and Americans. And what is America about? Arlington and West Point.
Arlington, West Point, bringing in Wounded Warrior Project members to come talk to the team. He actually made USA Basketball dog tags for our players, and they wear them throughout the year. And if they meet a member of the military in a hotel lobby, they offer to swap dog tags. And our players actually collect these dog tags, and that's who they're playing for now. And so it was a mind shift. Now we're not playing because our shoe contract tells us we should. We're playing because our country needs us to.
Well, you also look at the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball. What did the Cardinals tell you and could help other organizations?
One of the things that fascinated me about the Cardinals was their talent development program. You know, a lot of teams, the Yankees are really famous for, I know you're a Yankees guy, they're famous for the buying talent, right,
yep,
when talent is available. The Cardinals develop talent by and large.
And they have a thing called Cardinal Way.
The Cardinal Way. And in the Cardinal Way, it doesn't matter where you are in the organization, you practice the same way every day. And they do that so that when you get to the major leagues, you're not suddenly freaked out by what you're facing.
Dan, I know you only have a few minutes. You're going up to West Point, Don. But so, great team, 16 things high-performing organizations do differently. And we did talk to two teams. So much more to talk about down the line, okay? We'll have you back.
I'd love to do it.
And by the way, when we come back, Ryan Lochte has just apologized.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A New York couple celebrating a major milestone makes the Dean's List. 94-year-old Carl and 91-year-old Elizabeth Gefatter recently renewed their vows for their 75th wedding anniversary. The celebration was attended by dozens, including the nurses and administrators who planned the event at the River Valley Center Nursing Home. Jeff Prilick, the director of the center, talked about the happy occasion.
Everyone's just so excited to celebrate what is really just a beautiful celebration in general.
Elizabeth was rolled down the aisle in her wheelchair and had tears in her eyes when she said, I do, to the man she's loved for the past three quarters of a century. When they kissed, the room erupted in cheers. She and Carl lived in the same apartment building as children and began dating as teenagers after having their first date at an ice cream parlor. Elizabeth offered her advice for successful marriage.
Love and honesty and be good to each other.
You two lovebirds, make the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade just going through an exciting hour, a lot breaking. We're going to get some instant analysis from Chris Steirewalt in 10 minutes. We're probably going to try to get John Roberts on and tell us some additional color to this story. We opened up the show this hour and talking about how sensational I thought Donald Trump's speech was and how it was such a wise move for him to go to Louisiana and say, cameras, stay home. I just want to visit these flood victims. Nobody else has. And then go to Mississippi, and then he's going to go back over to Michigan or in somewhat of that order. At the same time, Hillary Clinton is home, and Barack Obama is golfing. But once again, big news from the Trump camp has trumped their big speech and change of heart. Paul Manafort, who seemed to have been demoted a couple of days ago in replacing Stephen Bannon becoming the chief executive of the campaign and Kellyanne Conway assuming the role of campaign manager, has just abruptly resigned. Now, so far, everyone's saying the right thing. Donald Trump saying this morning, Paul Manafort offered and I accepted his resignation from the campaign. He said some nice things after that. I won't bore you again with it. Manafort, according to one Trump confidant, will be a friend of the campaign and will act not as a surrogate but as a supporter and maybe as a surrogate. Now, I don't know if this is in relation to the investments he made in Russia or the Ukraine. I think that would be a better story for Trump. Say, when this came to light, I really don't want anyone to understand to think that, well, I'm going to be pro-Russia or pro-Ukraine if it's not in America's best interest, or I just found out about these very confusing, conflicting ties. If it is just, hey, you know what? If you want him, you can't have me. If you want her, I'm not going to stay. Man, Manafort's selfish. I mean, for him to do this on a Friday, knowing that Trump had stolen the show and the spotlight last night, selfish. If they decided that this would be a good time to announce it because so-called, you know, Fridays are a good time to do it, you don't do it Friday morning. My goodness, no. So there's a story behind this, I'm sure. 1-866-408-7669. Before I get back to the phones, the other story we're talking about is Ryan Lochte. In case you do not know, he is the swimmer, the second most successful swimmer, one of the most ever, and was so successful after Michael Phelps on the team. At 32 years old, he probably swam in his last Olympics, although Tokyo probably could happen. Extremely good-looking, fit guy, obviously. Had a reality show after him. Ralph Lauren contracts like a model. Well, he's also a little self-entitled and a bit vacuous if you've seen his reality show that wasn't went off the air because they forgot to have substance. He went ahead and evidently there was a incident that he said he was driving back in a cab. It got held up by people pretending to be cops and they put a gun to his head and they took his money and all his stuff. A video pops up showing he still had his wallet, still had everything as he went through a metal detector at 6 o'clock in the morning to get back in the Olympic Village, him and his younger swim buddies. Well, it turns out that was an international incident. For Rio not to be dangerous and safe for our athletes is the disaster they didn't want. So they investigated and found out it was a made-up story that he actually, him and his buddy, stopped to the cab to use the restroom at a gas station. It was locked, so they busted the door down, used it anyway, and busted a sign. At which time, it seems, somehow they were told to sit on the curb when the cab wouldn't let them back in, and these off-duty officers or paid security guys demanded money for the door, and they paid it. They said they were robbed. He said he was robbed. And remember, he told Billy Bush, I was robbed, gun at my head. Well, it turns out he told his mom that story. His mom told the radio station that story. Lochte decides to back up that story, leaves the country as they try to detain him and his buddies, alienates and abandons his teammates, and has become for 100 hours the number one story for the Olympics. And I feel terrible for people like these guys who won the shot put first and second gold and silver. No one's talking about it. And the first female to win the wrestling, no one's talking about it. Over 100 medals, nobody's talking about it. This is one of the finest Olympic teams ever. The swimmers who got their stuff over with early, he's allowed himself to become the news, and it's criminal. Do I think that the Brazilians blew it out? Absolutely. The IOC said, hey, these guys, kids will be kids. Don't worry about it. It's over. Now Ryan Lochte was tweeting out or using Instagram to show some face swap pictures to show he wasn't taking it serious yesterday, and today there's an all-out scramble to save his butt. He wrote this. I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid on how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams of the Olympics. I wanted to share these thoughts until it was I didn't want to share these thoughts until it was confirmed that the legal situation was addressed and it was clear that my teammates would be arriving home safely. So here we go. It's traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country. I have an idea, then don't. With a language barrier and have a stranger point a gun at you and demand money to have you leave, but regardless regardless of the behavior of anyone else that night, I should have been much more responsible in how I handle myself, and for that I am sorry to my teammates, my fans, my fellow competitors, my sponsors, and the hosts of this great event. I'm very proud to represent my country in the Olympics. I accept responsibility. I'm grateful for USA Swimming, USOC, appreciate the efforts of the IOC, Rio 16, all this stuff. They have already been too much said, too many valuable resources dedicated to what happened that last weekend, so I hope we spend our time celebrating the great stories and performances of these games. Whatever. Badly handled, badly done, character revealed, not good. I feel bad for the other swimmers. They look up at the 32-year-old, probably a leader. He has a lot going for him. He doesn't seem to appreciate it. The other major story we started with Donald Trump saying, hey, you know what? I regret some things that I said. Here's what he said. Last night in Charlotte, cut one.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
Listen, he's already closing the gap. I mean, they had a USC LA Times poll, and it's a 0.5 difference nationally. They just had another poll came out of the Pew Research. It's 4. And listen, she's been terrible. We're looking at her background, her emails, her consideration, the links with the Clinton Foundation, her inability to tell the truth or give a press conference. Kind of a left-leaning columnist, Katty Kay from the BBC, cut 9.
That's the kind of Trump that will make the Clinton campaign wake up and say, this race is not over yet. We still have 3 months to go. Can he actually keep to it? But Donald Trump, who began the week by stating that he doesn't want to pivot, appeared to do just that last night following scripted remarks in his third consecutive teleprompter speech. Trump didn't exactly say he was sorry or specify what for, but he did come as close as he ever has to showing remorse.
It's good. Steve, listen, on WVMT in Burlington, Vermont. We're privileged to have Steve and be on that great station. Hi, Steve.
Pitiful. It's pitiful. You know, it was funny. Last night was the first night that I ever really watched a Donald Trump speech. I mean, I've seen all the clips like everybody else.
You didn't like it?
It was the most insincere. I mean, especially when he's trying to hit these points. You know what's the biggest thing for me is when he says radical Islamic terrorism, he thinks it's like three magic words. Every time he says it, radical.
You know why? Because the president won't, and that's why he wants to drill it home.
He thinks it's magic, though. He thinks if he says those three words, ISIS is going to dry
up. Let me ask you this. I want you to hear this and tell me if you think this is sincere. Cut 5.
Look at the schools. Look at the poverty. Look at the 58% of young African Americans not working. 58%. It is time for a change. What do you have to lose by trying something new? I will fix it. Watch. I will fix it. You have nothing to lose.
Steve?
How can you become president of the United States if you can't stand in front of a room filled with black people? And he can't do it. He won't do it, and he can't do it.
That's not true. But you know what, Steve? You bring up a good point. It's about time. That's the next step. Start walking the streets of these inner cities. You're absolutely right. He's got to start doing it. But I love the fact that he mentioned it 3 times, because as Stephen A. Smith said, and I played it earlier this week, he said, the African-American community is totally abused because Democrats take it for granted and Republicans don't try for them. And because of that, no one really addresses their needs. He looks at the Hispanic community, who's making people pay attention. He thinks the black community should do the same thing. I love what Donald Trump's doing that George Bush didn't do, Bob Dole didn't do, Mitt Romney didn't do, and that's try. And John McCain, they're trying. But I appreciate, Steve, we don't have to agree, but I'm honored that you listen, and we love being on in Burlington. When we come back, we'll take some calls, but also welcome in one of the deepest thinkers, sharpest minds in all of politics, Chris Starwell.
Jill Mead and friends.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place. making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen television, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410. Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse card lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
All right, we're back. Brian Kilmeade here. Is Chris Starwalt there? That's the key. Great. Chris Starwalt here. Chris, I had a whole bunch of questions for you. A lot of them were personal. Now I'm going to throw them all away because of the breaking news. You're the digital political editor. You're a Fox News Channel's finest. You also put out a newsletter called Fox News First.
No, it's called Halftime Report.
Yep, that too.
Yep.
Co-host of the podcast with Perino and Starwalt, Why Her Name's First, is another story. The Halftime Report is out every day.
Yeah, that's. I think I feel tired having heard you describe what I do. I'm like, that's like a half a Kilmeade.
Chris, I'm stunned to tell you that I was very anxious to hear your take on the speech last night,
yeah,
the visit to Louisiana. But now we're talking about Paul Manafort resigning. What's behind this?
sloppiness? I don't know. I obviously can't know what's behind it, but here's what it looks like from the outside. So you shake up your campaign. You're supposed to finish shaking it up. If you're going a different direction, you say to Paul Manafort, we want you to stay. You say, we want you to go. You don't, because you don't need two. They have these crazy titles, but it's like CEO and executive chairman and all of this razzmatazz that obviously comes from the corporate world, not the world of politics. But for you, when you make the change, you make the change. And you don't say to the guy who was in charge before, but you stay. You stay. And what I don't understand is, number one, why you don't just, when you replace the boss, you replace the boss. And that's clear. But number two, Manafort has serious problems. He has serious problems himself because in his role at the Trump campaign, his ties to Putinist factions, Russian oligarch and Putinist factions in Eastern Europe have come out. And there's been an increasing amount of scrutiny, including an allegation reported by the Associated Press that Manafort was trying to influence. He was acting as a foreign lobbyist. Wow. He's accused of acting as a foreign lobbyist, which you have to register as. But you don't want to register as because people say, so you're influence peddling for the Kremlin. So he didn't register, but the allegation against him that the AP reports is that he was doing it anyway, which is doubly bad. So there was no question that Manafort needed to go. Once you make a decision, you're going to change direction. You're going to ditch. This is about Donald Trump ditching Republicans and ditching the Republican Party and focusing on the message that he started with and he's decided he wants to end with. It's populist. It's a liberal and conservative. It's a hodgepodge. It's an ideological hodgepodge. It's basically the Reform Party of Ross Perot with a strong overlay of nationalism. And that's what he wants to do. And and Steve Bannon is the correct guy to do that with. And it's not Paul Manafort. So I don't know why they dragged out this change process instead of just saying we're going to go a different direction.
You know what? I just think, you know what it could be in a traditional campaign? I would say, you know, we looked into some of these New York Times allegations about what you did with Yanukovych, I think it was.
Yanukovych
over in the Ukraine. And some of your investors, we can't have you here because we have to get this message crisp. Then that would be somewhat traditional. But my sense is that this guy looks a little vindictive for Manafort. He knew how well that speech was being received. He understood the Louisiana move was a great move with Barack Obama playing golf and Hillary Clinton resting on a hammock.
Is that what she's doing?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And so I'm just saying that this is bad for, I mean, this is Manafort being a little vindictive, it sounds like, unless it is him just saying, listen, we had our guys look into it. These charges are true. You're going to be a problem, so we're going to have to let you go today.
What I don't get, I have no idea, was it vindictive on Manafort's part? Was it vindictive on the campaign's part? How much bad blood is there? How much concern is there about the Putin stuff, especially given Trump's penchant for Putin? Who knows? I have no idea. And these intrigues, especially because how you take control of something, Paul Manafort successfully staged a coup. Using pressure from Republican donors and the Republican Party, he staged a coup against Corey Lewandowski and forced Trump's hand to ditch loyalist Lewandowski and take on a more conventional K Street kind of Republican operative. So he succeeded in doing that. But when you take power by coup, you're always looking over your shoulder. So we have no idea what forces were militating against him within this campaign, what outside donors were saying, what the pressure is. But it's clear, in choosing Steve Bannon to run his campaign, Trump is saying, I am going to do this the way that I started out. Nationalism, an intense appeal to disaffected white working class voters, and policies that don't match up with the traditional Republican Party, but that he believes can draw in Democrats and right. independents, Bernie Sanders voters and others who are just part of this sort of rage against the machine, who are angry at the system and want to pull down Washington stone by stone. And that's what he's going to do. And the question with Manafort is, I don't know. We simply can't know yet. And can you imagine how good the book is going to be when it's finally written about this campaign? Holy crocodile.
Right. As long as it's the true story and it's not a bunch of rumors and innuendo.
No, those are the best. Those are the best.
But I like facts. I've gotten used to them.
Overrated.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So Chris is with us. Chris, I got to first pivot over to Hillary Clinton camp because Donald Trump has done a good job staying on message and he's done some interesting speeches, last night being the best in my mind. Well, look at Hillary Clinton, and now we have the Boston Globe pushing the Clinton Foundation to essentially disband, and the Clinton Foundation saying, yeah, if she wins, we're going to stop taking foreign donations. Are they starting to shudder a little bit on the left?
The shudder seems like a strong word, but how ridiculous. How ridiculous for the Clinton Foundation to say, if she gets elected, then we will stop taking foreign contributions. So basically what that says is, there's going to be an amnesty, act now to influence the soon-to-be president of the United States. Act now. That is reckless. What you're doing is you say there's a golden window here, folks, that we can take contributions from foreign governments. So act now before we stop taking them. That's just ridiculous. The Clintons' inability. You want to talk about not being able to, you know, we just talked about Trump and Manafort and having the staff changes splurp out for a couple of days. The Clintons are so selfish, so indisciplined, that they say, well, we have this foundation. Everybody hates it. Democrats and Republicans alike say that this is a no good
albatross.
It's a total wreck. You can't do it. It just, even if you're not corrupt, the appearance of corruption is too great. You have to let it go. And these people don't have basically the decency to say, you know what, there are other charitable groups that can do work and we're going to chill out. Nope, they won't do it. And that's the problem that Hillary Clinton has, entitlement and arrogance.
And the only thing I would recommend for them to do is to sign up to get the halftime report.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to Perino and Steyerwalt.
Oh,
and
so good.
And final answer the question, why isn't it Steyerwalt and Perino?
Because she's better than me.
Okay, that's a good one. So much for executive reporting. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Kill me then, friends.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Continuing his theme of attracting African Americans at a campaign rally in Virginia, Donald Trump says the Republican Party needs to win over black voters.
The GOP is the party of Abraham Lincoln. And I want our party to be the home of the African American voter once again.
Trump also told the crowd the gaps in the country's immigration policies are harmful to the minority community.
The people hurt most by our open border are low-income Hispanic and African Americans who are competing for jobs and community resources against new arrivals.
A week before the last U.S. soldiers left his country in December 2011, Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki traveled to Washington to meet the